Blog Talk Radio.
Everything I do's revolutionized. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete, especially if it's jelly. Got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize. Everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
No matter where I'm.
Shot down, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a moose for breakfast, an inch for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just dip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. H to the Izzle, back to wizard. I hear you console my mom, or give her life support. Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On a plane, get a tail that I got, look like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that diamond she signed. We trying to be lying. I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire. How I used to like mine. In the same hospital where Biggie Small died. The doctor said I had blood clots. But I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV. And I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here is me in the making, man. I really apologize to this man right now. If it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut. Like, I don't know exactly how to speak. You know, yeah, Ricky Stone behind me. Surgery on my jaw. I look in the mirror, half of my jaw is in the back of my mouth, and I'm so blue. I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though. Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label of Brown. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken verb. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good tool, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. My dogs couldn't terrify. I look like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. In an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Chrissy did Michael. I must got an angel. Cause look how deaf Mitch is there. Unbreakable. What you thought they call me Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up. I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid that I did. But I'm a champion. So I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire. Get my soul through the wire. You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I had a grind out, played in my chance. I said, dog, did you realize I'll never make it in a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. You can't be serious, man.
Want to tell the truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror, and that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sunday on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
All Eyes on Egypt presents The Holy Tablets, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zadok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up, be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
The Don Napoleon After Party, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PowerTalk.com. All you need is a microphone, a headset. You can use your Android phone or your iPhone. You can download the app back. The internet for the Don Napoleon After Party. You mean I can get down like that? I can download the app for PowerTalk? That's right. You can join us via Georgia Gossip, Facebook. It all goes down here. Controversy in the room. Oh, my God. Did we talk about a lot of shit here? Let me tell you something. Come on down to the Don Napoleon After Party and check us out where we sit here and have mad debates. It is a lot. Hottest chat room where controversy goes down. If there's a conversation, it goes down at the Don Napoleon After Party. So join us via Facebook and Georgia Gossip. Come on down and do what you do while we do what we do. Sit on our couch. Check us out at PowerTalk.com. Don Napoleon After Party. We'll be looking for you.
Come on, come on, and when it all falls down, man, I promise, I
I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Brody's the posses that throw me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this. Just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that clean and a shirt with jeans. We live in the American dream. The people have stuff, got the lowest self-esteem. Prettiest people do the ugliest thing. But the road to riches and diamond rings. Sad because they hate us. False because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we are suit. Even if you in a band, you still a nigga. Come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on. And when it all falls down, fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty tellin' where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack hit by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. Fuck it. I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I grew with a kid. I wanna be the one. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on. And when it all falls down, South side, we gon' set the party on fire. West side.
All right.
You're gonna learn today. Yeah. Y'all know what time it is, right? Y'all gonna put y'all motherfucking hands together. Turn your motherfucking radios up. Cause it's the one and only Nefertiti, Surviving the Game. Every Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio. Let's get it.
All right. You're gonna learn today.
Introducing the master of all masters, the post-war captain, host of Surviving the Game, Nefertiti.
I die, I organize, everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these really think you should. I live, I die, I organize, everything I do revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
Going on, baby. It's Friday night. Let's get it. Let's go. The Surviving the Game, man. We here on WGAG Radio. Oh, man. I'm glad it's Friday up in this bitch, man. This week went by extremely fast, man. You know, time is speeding up. Things is looking good, man, when the time just flies, and it did. It seemed like the other day it was this Tuesday, and it's already Friday. So we're going to be back here. We're going to do it another. We're going to do it one more again Friday night of Surviving the Game. And so let's give shout-outs real quick to the stuff that make it possible, the people that make it happen. First and foremost, let's get a shout-out to GeorgiaGossip.com, man. Georgia Gossip, where you can get all everything you need on entertainment. Just, I mean, everything, your social media interaction is all there at Georgia Gossip. SolaraInc.com for all your computing needs. Your boy Soap do his thing at Indy Heat. That's what it is. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's hanging out in the BTR chat room over here right now, man. Let's see what's going on. Don Nicole, yo, what's going on, Don? We got 50 and retired. Wake up, Don. I know you've been working out. You're probably tired, but it's all good. I'm trying to get that energy up for everybody in here because it's a lot of people who in here. I mean, Jessica, it's 4 a.m. where she is right now in the U.K. 4 a.m. That's mad love right there. We're just going to make this show worth your while tonight. What's up, 50 in retirement? 50 just got finished driving 13 hours from Illinois to Chicago and back. Man, that man is a driving MF-er. I tell you, 50 be driving his ass off. I see Dale Chalk is in the building. The mighty, mighty, mighty Wise Fire Linus, all the guests that's in the BTR chat room. Jessica, I'm giving a shout out again. Jessica out there over across the pond, baby, in the UK. Jess Love is in the building. Michelle Denise. Poetry 9 to the 9. Solar Flares is Nunya's in here. Sunshine Outlet. What is that, Timmy Baby? 43, what's going on? What's going on, y'all? Farasha just walked up in here. What's going on, Farasha 70? Oh, man. What it is. Hey, another place we like to hang out, man. We be at two places at the same time. If you don't know, you better get up on it. And that's the after party, man. That's the Don Nicoleone after party. It stays open 24 hours a day. That's how we do over there. So let me give a shout out to everybody who's over there, man. GJ Sutt, what's going on? Man, I just got a note from the producer that said the chat room will shut down. Oh, I despise it, but goddamn, what can you do? The show must go on. So it will shut down a little later. Y'all go ahead and come on back now. You hear? So when it shut down, don't be amazed. Yeah, damn. That's what I'm saying. None of you just. This is a weekly occurrence right now. I think at this time I'm just used to it. It just happened. People just be fucking up all the time. There's a lot of fuck ups in the world. What are you gonna do? You know, you just gotta keep it moving. So I wanna say what's up to GJ Sutt in the building, Get Real. J Illa, the big producer from Texas. Hey Jay, you gotta let us hear it, man. I'm waiting on that beat that he making. Jay came into the chat and was talking about he doing a stylistic sample with the stylistics, and you know I'm looking forward to hearing how he worked that, how he twerked that and twisted it. I love when people use them soul samples, man. That shit is bad meaning good. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. What's up, Poetry's over there again. Michelle Kimbo 520 is over there. King Jix, man. Wing, what's up, Wing? Wing Chung, baby. Our martial arts specialist, man, the after party. What's going on? Who else is over there? Let me get over there. I seen Queen Beater. She's in the building. Yep. Yeah. Self-guided, old face, WRJ11, Mush Mouth, Miss 50, and 50 of all, man. That's what it is, man. So, man, we here again. Whew, man, some people just don't know the shit that go on in the background to get a show started, to get it done, man. It's just crazy. My daughter was spazzing out like 5-10 minutes before the show starts. You know, I got to calm her down. Shit is crazy because when you got like a 3-year-old that was really going off, that shouldn't be it's difficult because you got to talk them down. You know what I'm saying? You can't like yell it out of them. You got to like talk to her and like rationalize with a fucking 3-year-old. Ain't that some shit? When you literally have to like make damn concessions with a 3-year-old, I feel like I'm being bribed. I feel like she'd be strong-arming me. But what can you do? You know, the girl is sharp. You know what I'm saying? She wanted something, and she just acted a fool. I got to talk to her. Girl, calm down. This is what's going to happen. What's going on, Calvin? Calvin just came into the house. What's going on, Calvin? I tell you, man, my son is, man, the dude is smooth. My son, he rarely gives me a headache. I hope he will continue that pattern throughout his life. That would be real nice, but I highly doubt it. But he's real cool, man. My daughter is a fucking headache, man. I love her, but damn, she's like be wearing me out. I'm already sweating, and the show just started. You know, it's only like 10 minutes into the show, and she got me sweating. This shit is crazy, man. So that's what it is. Hey, you know what? I want to tell everybody, man, Gabby got a fucking makeover, y'all. The young girl, Gabby, she, you know, the Olympian that just got her shit, she just got a fucking makeover. You know, we knew that was going to happen. I was telling everybody she got her shit together. You know, that was only a matter of time, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to rehash that whole scenario, but, you know, hey, she got it together. She looked good. I seen her on the Tonight Show the other day. She was on the Tonight Show, and she co-hosted America's Got Talent with Nick Cannon. So that was big. So she making her rounds, man, like a champion dude. You know, yeah, we're going to on all the magazines, billboards, that's, you know. Like, you know, we were talking about it earlier. They do create their own, you know, stars and who they want to pop. This is a fact, but, you know, hey, somebody got to do it. So, you know, that's what it is. Well, so I want to say, hey, I see French Toast over there in the building, too. What's going on, French Toast? French Toast, like, really other type, you know. Right, Nunya said, I guess talking about her hair made it get it done. She wasn't going to have no choice, Nunya. She then was going to go on national television. You know what I'm saying? So she wasn't going to be able to, like, slick it back with some gel and go on the Tonight Show. You know what I'm saying? That definitely wasn't going to cut it. So, you know, I'm just I'm glad she got it together, man. But you know what? Hey, I wanted to get into something tonight, man, that's kind of like that. You know, it's kind of like near and dear to me. Look, you know, we already know was California, I think, sometimes get a bad rap for the state. You know, it is a cesspool. I mean, it is the home of the porn. It's the home of, like, the Castro with all the gay people. I mean, shit, the Crips and the Bloods, terrible fucking traffic. You know, that's a lot of the negative shit about California, and that's a fact. But I tell you, it's a whole bunch of other shit that's real good about Cali. And one of the things that's good about Cali is that, oh, I forgot, Hollywood, right? Hollywood, Smog, yeah, I mean, all those things. Look at 50 Faggot State Capitol. I just said that. But, yeah, I think that's kind of, you know, going towards Massachusetts and Atlanta. So it's a whole bunch of, okay, it's a whole bunch of faggotry to go around this right about now. So you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not going to just be held to San Francisco, really, in California. It's enough of that to go down, you know what I'm saying? Fire Line's talking about the houses are sliding into the water and the earthquakes. I mean, you know, that's just a part of natural disasters that go on in California. There's wildfires everywhere, y'all. Come on now. It's just a whole bunch of shit just burnt down in Colorado. You know, IOU, taxes. God, we can just keep going and going and going. We can. So I'm stocked and went bankrupt. What else? Another county went bankrupt. Right. So, Cali got all those things going against it, but I tell you, it's a lot of things going in the, you know, good half of it, too. And I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of good shit out here. You mean, you got, I don't want to promote marijuana, but you got laws that, well, people, they just leave. Most of the time in Cali, they just leave you be, okay? The governor, like, been out of office, y'all. Come on now. The governor ain't been in office for a couple years, man. God damn. You know, he did his thing. He built his Hummers and left. All right? He probably back in Austria or some shit like that, you know. So that's what he doing. But I tell you this, Californians are very progressive in thought process. Real talk. They really are. I mean, when it comes to, like health conscious shit and some of the greater good that needs to go on in this country, that shit comes right out of California. You know what I'm saying? And a big thing that's like popping off right now that's real big is this proposition that's getting ready to be voted on in November, and it's Prop 37, right, that's going to go on in California. And like I said earlier, California sometimes is like the fucking – it's the capital that – it's the state that actually sets the trend for a lot of the country. You know what I'm saying? California – when shit is a case test, you know, a case study out here to go around the rest of the country. And all of it, you know, it ain't Proposition Madness, Fireline. We talking about Proposition 37, where they are forcing, where Californians, where citizens are saying, look, you got to tell me what the hell is going on with this food. what the hell's going on with these genetically modified foods that you are serving, okay? For the longest, didn't nobody even know what the fuck a GMO was or what. Some people still don't know what it is. And the fact is, some, and then some just don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? But what I've been, but what I've been really finding out, man, is that, God damn, man, some of these corporations, man, I'm all for corporations, man, but I'm like, I like the smaller corporations. You know what I'm saying? I like, I just like the, like the, like the moms and pops corporation. I like very few multinational corporations, man, because these bastards is just evil, man. What we said we going, what your boy Sarah Sutton said, he said we going to bang on the beast daily. Well, I'm about to bang on this goddamn Monsanto, because they need to be, like, they need to be exposed. They need to be told out all the shit that they do and what they are into. I started researching, doing a little bit of research and investigating. I won't even call it research. Let's call it investigating. I've been doing a little investigating about these bastards, and God damn, they, them bastards got their hands in everything. I mean, everything. They got their hands, man. These are some real evil bastards, man. And when, and then the thing is, we know that the function of a fucking corporation, man. The corporation, look, is all about their bottom line, okay? That's all they're fucking about, okay? They don't have no obligation to the environment, to their consumers, to nobody. Not the governments, nobody. The only people they got to worry about is the people who sit on their boards. That's the only people they got to answer to, okay? And the fact is, they are getting away with literally murder. They are the cause. They are, like, killing people in the name of a dollar, for real. And we really got to get into what it is that these bastards are doing and the game that they are playing. Because I'm telling you right now, Proposition 37, we saying right now, tell me, you got to show what's on the fucking, what's in the ingredients, what's in the genetically modified food. Just don't tell me a couple of additives you put into this bitch. No, tell me everything that's in it, okay? I mean, you got to give me, you got to get all the fucking definitions, all that stuff. Let me tell, let me tell you something, man. I had to take a couple notes because this shit is just so in depth. This shit is just blowing my mind. First, we got to, like, say what the hell is a genetically modified organism. How many people know what it is to begin with? How many people know what a genetically modified organism is? You know, for real. Like, when they literally splice, yeah, made in the lab, for real. When they literally splice a gene, right, a DNA, take the DNA of a particular fruit or organism and then take another one and combine them, like Frank, damn, I like that, Sunshine, frankenfood, for real, straight up frankenfood, and then later on they'll have your ass going, because that's where later you're going to be sounding like that because your body's going to be fucking hurting, and you're going to be, I mean, the shit is, I'm not trying to, and I'm not into the fear thing, but it's important that we know what the fuck are these people doing. They some terrible bastards, man, and I tell you one thing, man, I be, you know, I love America, but fuck America, for real. Sometimes I feel like I should have just, I think, man, I should have just fucking been a French citizen. I want to be a French Negro, for real. I'm looking. Only people, only country who halfway give a shit about their citizens is France. You know what I'm saying? France is like banned all genetically modified food. Yeah, I want to be a French Negro, for real, a French nigga, because they banned all genetically modified foods from their whole country. They don't even want that shit. They, like, don't even bring it here. You know what I'm saying? Because they know what the shit does, okay? They scientists actually are on the cutting edge of exposing all this shit, okay? But a lot of that information gets suppressed when you try to bring it through the water, you know, across the water for the general public to see. I see Don said genetic splicing has been going on for years, but you know what? But it's different, okay, when we talk about engineering something, let me read the official definition. It says an organism or organisms whose genetic material has been altered using genetic engineering techniques. They use DNA molecules from a different sources which are combined into one molecule to create a new set of genes. Okay, I'm looking at the word engineering. You know what I'm saying? Engineering is for, like, vehicles, okay? Engineering is for, like, computers. Engineering is for shit like that, not your food, okay? Engineering should not be going on with the food supply, something that we put in our fucking mouths every single day. You don't genetically, you don't engineer food. And food comes from the creator, straight up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's nature at its best, is the food supply. So when you're dealing with humans and fucking scientists, who a lot of them don't have no, a lot of these scientists, man, are straight up atheists, man. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers don't believe in shit but science. Okay? So they don't give a damn what the, well, you know, a creator, a motherfucker who creates something, the ultimate creator. Somebody created this shit in which we live. Okay? Somebody did. Okay, I'm not going to go into the depth, because a lot of people got the definition of what a creator is. All right? That's the fact. Well, like I said, man, but that scientist, if it was a scientist, the scientist is the one who created this shit. But if this scientist who created this shit, I'm sure they got some fucking love in their heart. I don't know about these bastards right here don't do nothing but for a profit, and they are owned, bought, and paid for. Okay? That's what these scientists are, you know what I'm saying, period. And then we got to look at who the fuck Monsanto is. Who is this company? You know, let's find out who they are. Look at here, man. Monsanto's been around since 1901, okay? They've been around since 1901. And you got to look at the origins of what they were. They originally are a chemical company, okay? They're a fucking chemical company, people. They make pesticides, and I mean, they started off with synthetic fibers. This is what they did. This is how they start off. You know what they are the creators of? DDT. Y'all remember that DDT that was used in like World War II, that they sprayed on the Japs and all this shit that they know was sickening? DDT. They are the creators of Agent Orange that was used by the military. Okay, that fucked up whole bunches of his citizens. Okay, right, Monsanto. Right, Sunshine. I like that, Monsanto. Okay, we got, look at that. This is what they're doing. This is their origins of what they are. So what happens, right, when you don't have no more wars to fight? Okay, when there's a big gap in chemical warfare. You spit what multinational corporations do, they get their hands in other facets of society. Let me see how other I can turn this buck. So what they do, they say, bam, well, let's go into agriculture. Let's get into biotechnology industry. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. What they are this is biotech food, man. That shit is crazy. It really is. It really makes you It really makes you want to fucking not eat shit. It really does. It makes you just, for me, that's what it does to me. But I'm a little bit more strenuous with some of the shit that I eat, man. A lot of people just straight up don't care what they put in their mouth, and they deal with the repercussions later. You know what I'm saying? And the fact is, a lot of people been bought and sold. What you mean, what they do for the meat? What you talking about, Farasha? What do they do to the meat? Oh, what do I do for meat? You want to know what I do for meat? Look, I'm fortunate enough where I'm close to a lot of local ranchers out here in Cali where I can, like, go see kind of what they do. So I buy from small farms. That's how I buy anything that I purchase that's food-wise. I get it from small, like, moms and pops fucking stores. I think that shit is important, man. Because I'm telling you, look, this Prop 37 is big because these damn multinational corporations are putting millions and millions of dollars to fight this, okay? They've already put over $25 million in from out of state to come into California and try to sway this vote. But, you know, they took a poll the other day. The shit's already 67%. that people want this to pass, and usually when you already get a majority of 60%, it's going to be hard to knock it down. And what do? They bring a scare tactic and tell you, well, if this shit passed, that means most of the country is going to do it, and then your food is going to go up. That's what they tell you. Your goddamn, your food's going to fucking go up, and you ain't going to be able to afford nothing, so you better not let this pass because you won't be able to eat. No, that's not the case. That's a straight-up scare tactic. That ain't what's going to happen. What's going to end up happening is this. Like, check this out. This is the shit that's going to end up happening. They are going to have to do two things. They either going to have to close the doors because people won't buy their product anymore, or they're going to have to bring down the cost to get with the other competitors. That's all that's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? They're acting like people, they're going to just fucking just make the prices, you know, shoot up that people won't be able to afford to eat. No, that's bullshit. What they're going to do is either people are not going to buy at all, and then you're going to force them to close their fucking doors, or straight up, they're going to have to bring it down so they can compete with everybody else. Man, Monsanto is a beast, man. I want to get into some of the shit that they do, okay, what they do with their crops, man. So, you know how, and another one is, do you know, check this out, do y'all know what, guess what percentage of the food is genetically modified? Just guess, just give like from out of 100% of the food population, what, how much of it do you think is genetically modified? That's in our 90, 70. Okay, it was getting close. Well, J1 hit it on the head, it's 70%. 70% of our food supply is already genetically modified. Okay, and everything that's in a package, everything that is processed, is genetically modified. Everything, just about everything that's genetically modified, man. That's processed is genetically modified. And see, and what, you know, you got, yeah, 90% of the seeds, they do, absolutely. They control the seeds. They got their hands in all, they are cornering the market on food, on the global food. They are cornering the market. Let me tell you something. Back in the day, with these fucking, the thing is, when these corporations start to say that we are people and not companies, that's when they just was able to get away with everything. Because prior to that, back before they took the statue, until they, after the, they went with the 14th Amendment and they became recognized as individual and not a company, there was rules and regulations that they had that kept corporations under control, meaning that back before that, they couldn't buy other corporations out. You know what I'm saying? So they couldn't monopolize. You know what I'm saying? That's something that they couldn't do. You know, now that's all you have is a game of monopoly. I buy you out. I take you, and then just hoard it all. Since I say back in 2004, farmer Kim Ralph served 8 months in jail and was fined $1.3 million for lying about Monsanto cotton seeds and was hidden and was hiding and in a barn in the favor for a friend. Oh yeah, sunshine, that go back to you can't collect seeds. This is a practice that they started. You cannot, if you a farmer that buys with them, you can't collect seeds. And the other thing is, it's a fundamental issue when fucking the food is mass production with food. That just, it shouldn't happen. Mass agricultural production is a fundamental problem in this country. You know what I'm saying? If we fucking starve these people out, we will be going back to what we how we used to do it with independent farmers, small moms and pops setups, you know what I'm saying, and localized stuff, because that's what it needs to be. It needs to be, like, localized, you know what I'm saying? Corporate farming, exactly, fine lines, that shit is a problem. Because, like I say, a corporation don't have to be responsible for nothing they do, whether it means that they pollute the area that in which they serve, the community in which their companies are, They don't have to answer to none of that. Only thing they got to do is pay a fine. That's all they got to do. Like I said, in this fucking company, this company Monsanto got all kind of shit going. Like, it was this shit called a PCB, which is a chemical that they produced, and their plant was in Alabama. Check this shit out. This story kind of, like, blew me away. They were dumping all kind of fucking toxic materials basically in people's backyards, right? All these chemicals, they just putting it. They hooking up, they buying out the local government. Not PVC, that's PVC. PCB is a chemical that they use, okay? And so what they were doing is that they bought out the local government. They threw cash at the local government and at the state politicians and said, you know what, look, we need somewhere to dump this shit. And we ain't got nowhere to dump it, so we going to dump it right in these people's backyard. You know what I'm saying? So what they doing, people start getting sick left and right, thyroid problems, cancer, hepatitis, all this stuff just start popping up. People started dying left and right, getting sick. You know what? The only thing that happened, the only person that called them out on it, man, God, you know, rest his soul, was Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran went to this fucking place in Alabama. And the thing about these corporations, you can't take an individual to court. You know, you can't just be like, I want to sue the president of Monsanto's. That's not how it works. When they protected as an individual, they got protections as a corporation. You know what I'm saying? So only thing they could do is pay a fine, and they paid them people $700 million. But that ain't gonna stop them from dying. It's not gonna stop them from the next generation people that have children who get sick. No, Fireliners, it was a group of. The community was over 1,000 people, but they paid out $700 million in a class action lawsuit. Yeah. So, and Johnny Cochran brought that up because it was predominantly an African-American Nubian community. It was a whole bunch of black people, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sunshine, absolutely. That's a big factor why he did, because he was going after a lot of them, you know. They was going after a lot of them, and the fact is that they are buying off politicians, man. They got people, they go places that we can't go. Wait till you find out all the people who work for these bastards, who work for them. You know, when you see the people who actually worked for this corporation, you're gonna be like, God damn, this. You talk about a conflict of interest. You know, it's no rules, there's no holds barred with this shit. You know what I'm saying? They can do whatever it is they fucking please, man. But I'm telling you, we're going to talk about the problem. Then later we're going to get into some of the solutions on what can be done to, like, combat and offset they shit, because it's always something that every individual can do. You know what I'm saying? I see some people just walking in the building. What's going on, Queen Vita? I see Queen Vita just walked in. Antichrist 666. I see Elohim just came into the house. What's going on, everybody? It's the rest of the fam just showing up, baby. What's going on? So... yeah, so, and the thing is, look, they know 505. There. Okay, I see y'all. I'm bringing 505 into the fold, man. 505, your mic is open. Can I get a mic check? Welcome to Surviving the Game.
Mic check. What's going on? This is Babylon. What's going on, everybody? Heard y'all talking about Monsanto, genetically modified.
This is Babylon's wife. How you doing?
I'm doing my best, Nefertiti. Oh, my goodness. We're so excited to be on your show.
Oh, it's an honor. It's good to hear you. Yeah, so I'm getting into these devilish-ass Monsantos. Man, we really got to break this stuff down on the stuff that they are into. I just couldn't believe the stretches and all the companies that they have and all the connections that they have. I mean, I know corporations are, you know, they're wise. They just touch all over the world, though, you know. So, what do you have to add to this conversation about Monsanto's?
Yeah, well, it's hard to find, you know, like seeded watermelon. and stuff, like foods and whatnot around here sometimes. Like, we really have to press the issue. Like, is that seedless? Is that seedless? Are those the oranges seedless? Are those watermelon seedless and stuff? And some people just don't know, you know, out here. They just don't know. They're just uninformed. So we, like, have to teach people as we go through, like, just even by virtue of asking, you know, like, why don't y'all get no seeded watermelon? We don't eat seeded watermelon, you know?
Right.
And it's just amazing because even people who are in the school of Christianity who supposedly read the Bible, what have you, and even in that, in those scriptures it says to, you know, not eat of the fruit without seed. But you don't hear no Christian saying anything about it, you know? So it's just like just people just asleep, you know, they just totally sleep, and they just need to wake up because these people are in, you know, they got a plan, you know, they're going to eliminate people. They want to eliminate people.
I mean, they want to slowly kill people. I mean, this is like literally slowly killing you slowly, okay? Because what they don't teach, what they won't tell you, what, you know, they have scientists, of course, that are always going to be able to back them up. They're always going to have their scientists in their corner. You know, this doesn't really do it. Through our studies, it hasn't showed anything. But the fact is this, what they don't tell you is that it's not a long-term test study, okay? We're talking about 20, 30 years down the line. If you don't think you're going to live that long, so go ahead and eat all you want. But if you're thinking about your people, your children and others, then you, I think you would want to pay attention. And the way I want to start this, man, I'm going to go from the other side. I'm going to go of the pro Monsanto side, because I want to give both sides. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like totally one sided. So I'm going to actually give you some of the points that the other sides come in and say. For one, they saying that Prop 37, which basically is going to tell you what's everything in it. They saying it's unconstitutional. Hello? Based off of, you know, their First Amendment rights as not a corporate, I mean, not as a business, but as an individual. They got all these personal constitutional rights, right? This is what they're saying. They're saying Prop 37, this falls on California's ballot, pleasantly billed as the Right to Know campaign, will require labeling of foods with genetically modified ingredients. Backers say Europe already has similar rules, and there's no reason for that California shouldn't follow suit, even though health fears about GMO products have been debunked by virtually every scientific authority to look into the matter, from the AMA, which is the American Medical Association, the World Health Organization, okay, including the report, you know, and some of the more so-called progressive places like Mother Jones and Huffington Post have had their, you know, said that there's no scientific information that helps say that, one of my children, say that this is bad. But once again, what I tell you, see, it's always they always want to give you information. The fact is that they don't tell you the long-term repercussions of this food. They've already, look, French scientists have already been able to show that by doing gene modification, it literally changes your genes, but over the course of time, not directly. That's the thing. That's the catch. You know, that's the fucking catch. Is that it's gonna get you later. Not right now while you're enjoying your food, not next week, not 2 months, not even a year or two, but like down the line. Then you wonder why you're going to get sick. We got to understand the causes of these goddamn things. One thing we know, we look about, why does cancer come about? Can somebody tell me why cancer come about, man? That this shit is crazy. Once I start looking at it, what's the cause of cancer? How does cancer even come about? All right? Because this is what I did for my research, my investigation. This is what
What you found out, man?
Let me tell you
what I found out about.
Let me tell you what I found out. It says all cells are benign, right? Like we all have these, you know, these benign cells. But it says as the genes are modified through modification, when modification takes place, the cell becomes unstable. You know what I'm saying? The cells become unstable, which allows for them to turn from a benign to a malignant. But you know what I'm
malignant.
Saying? Malignant. It becomes
malignant.
Cancerous. There you go. That's what happens. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen over a short period of time. It comes to get you down the line. And then you got to look out all the fucking chemicals. Like I told you, this shit is a chemical company. You know what I'm saying? They're not just an agricultural company. They deal in chemicals. They deal in herbicides. One of their biggest herbicides is the shit called Roundup. I know how many of y'all heard of Roundup, right? It's the shit that get the weeds out in the corner and stuff like that, right? But they started making soybeans that already have, that are resistant. You know what I'm saying? They actually changed the gene inside of the, they put an artificial protein, they inject that shit into the soybean, y'all. They inject this shit into the soybean, right? So the so that is able to sustain, you know, able to maintain being sprayed with a herbicide, right? And this is what they do. And then they try to say the shit is biodegradable, so it's safe, you know. And this is all in attempt so they don't have to have weeds in their damn in their cornfields, in their crops. Hey, the chat room just closed, everybody. Just wanted you to know. Y'all come on back. It's going to be reopened. I mean, I got to even get on. I have to redo it. But y'all come on back. It's closed. So everybody come on back, and we'll continue. We still talk. It's open. All right. It's already back open. See how quick that was? So everybody come on back. So, Babylon, what you got to add to this? You and your wife, I hear y'all on the line. What do you guys want to add?
I mean, you know. I mean, first of all, there's another company in there. It's called Beatrice Foods.
They bigger.
Okay, yeah, these people are bigger than even Monsanto.
Ooh,
but
that's saying a lot.
Yeah, that's right. They got
that's saying a whole
bread.
Hell of a lot.
Bread. Yeah, they over Monsanto. Monsanto's. You're right. They're the biggest front company now because they are with the whole. Depop program, just like you were saying, depopulation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Why turn in the profit?
And they saying GMO, though. They saying genetically modified. We pointed out today, though, on Don Corleone's show, that it's not really genetically modified. If you genetically modify a food substance or animal or a person, then that's after the real person then been grown. Like, I can be genetically modified now that I'm already grown. But if before I'm born, you tamper with my genetics before I'm even born, then that's genetic engineering.
Right, I see what
so
you're saying.
These foods are not genetically modified. These foods are genetically engineered.
And that's what I said, when I gave it, exactly, when I gave the definition, I said engineered. Like I said, engineering is for like cars and buildings.
Absolutely.
That's what you need engineers, not for food. Okay?
No.
You know what I'm saying? You don't touch the
good
food.
Point. Hell yeah.
And they use, when you go onto Monsanto's fucking website, they're saying, oh, we're building a more sustainable, you know, way of life, and we want to feed the whole world. Yeah, they want to feed the world all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want to feed you all right.
Now, when a person eats a seedless fruit, now, the question I'm going to ask, but I'm going to ask it again, where does it grow if it don't come from a seed?
It comes from a laboratory.
Absolutely. But people don't seem to realize that the food that they talking about is not even food grown in the ground.
Right.
All that seed shit and everything, that's over with. They have cloning now. They actually cloning the fruit. So the fruit don't have no seed. They cloning the vegetable. They cloning the animal. All of these things are already being cloned. And they got a thing called Codex Alimentarius. You ever heard of that? No.
Yes, I have.
Codex. Okay, yeah. Well, then you know about Codex then. Codex is the organization or the government organization that's lobbying with the government. These are the people that do the bailout, like when Delta get a bailout.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They lobby for that bailout. So then these people, Codex, lobby for all food substance to be considered illegal. I heard you saying you can't collect seeds. That's Codex Alimentarius.
That's right.
These are the people that set these rules and regulations in the government and got lobbied to have these bills passed way before they ever showed the public that they was actually goddamn producing these foods. They
right.
got these bills passed. Then they introduced the food because the bills was already passed.
Right. And see, and another part of that Codex Alimentarius is this. They are trying to take all the nutrients and minerals and vitamins out of the food. That's the
Absolutely.
Thing. They taking the nutrition out of it. You know what I'm
but
saying? Come on, think about
nutrient,
that.
They call it nutrients, Neff. They call it nutrients and anything like that a substance, meaning a chemical,
right.
not a nutrient. Your
right.
Nutrients have now been labeled chemicals, meaning a chemical substance, meaning that's a drug.
Right. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so they actually calling it a drug. So when a person grow on a cauliflower, they ain't considering the cauliflower. They considering the nutrients, chemicals, and the chemical can be used for different substances. So
right.
they saying that you can grow cauliflower based on that it's a chemical in the cauliflower that you can use, that a person can use for as an alternative use. Just like corn can be used to make food, or it can be
right.
used to make sugar, or it can be used to make ethanol.
Right. Speaking of, and I'm looking at Fireline's comment right in the chat. She said people are so removed from farms. They don't even think about watermelon not even having seeds. And you know what I'm saying? And like I said, this is why you're seeing the influx of money coming to the state, because they want to keep people in the dark. The bill is called the knowing bill. They don't want you to know. It is that it is their prime objective to keep niggas blinded. Period. Because once you get some information, people will start questioning. And that's what they don't like. They don't like questions. You know what I'm saying? They don't like questions. How many people ever called? I always say call the side where it say customer service on the side. And I call them bastards all the time. They don't even be prepared for the questions that people ask. They got one woman who sit there and go, well, I don't know, I think, and let me pass you to somebody else. And then they come back and they don't know. They're not prepared for that. Yeah, they're reading from a script. They don't give a shit.
Yeah,
they just work there. So as I say, they just work there. Right. They don't even they don't even have those people equipped with information. They don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, but I always record those conversations because if I catch them lying, I'm suing that ass. So they have to be straight up. Yeah, this is genetically modified. Yeah, they have to tell you that it is. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. They don't want people, because once people know, once people say, damn, what is this hydroglycerine? What is that? When they start asking questions, then it's a problem, because then their fucking sheet, their fucking skirt is raised about what they're doing. And then people say, okay, then what does that have on my body? What effect does this have on my body once they ask these questions? And that's what it is. They don't want to have to ask shit. You know what I'm saying? They just want to continue to make a profit. And the fact is, the FDA is just as guilty as Monsanto. Matter of fact, man, the FDA sold everybody out. You can literally say fuck the FDA.
Yeah.
Seriously. I start looking into the FDA and who worked there and when did they work there and who are they connected with. Look at these names, y'all. First name off the top. Check this shit out. Donald Rumsfeld worked for Monsanto's.
Right.
Come on, man. Donald Rumsfeld. This motherfucker was the damn Secretary of Defense. He's working for Monsanto's.
Absolutely.
Once again, remember I told you, what is Monsanto's? They were a chemical company that made weapons, chemical weapons. You know.
Hey, you should check out the USDA and how a dude named Nicholas Roerich, right? Nicholas Roerich, Roerich. Nicholas Roerich. Used to work for them. He was a government agent, just like, Dick Cheney them is with Halliburton and shit
right.
like that. How they
right.
be a part of these corporate organizations and, like I said, lobby in order to get in the government. But now they actually send their man and get him elected. so he can make power.
Spell that again. Someone's asking for the spelling in the chat.
I think it's R-O-E.
R-O-E-R-I-C-H. P-H?
Roy Eric. Roy Eric. R-O-E-R-I-C-H.
C-H. Okay, I think that's the last name right there. Let me go on with a list with a couple of other people who worked for Monsanto's and or worked for the FDA. What they do is a revolving door, Val. They have a revolving door. People go from one company to the next. They stay in this little circle. Check this out. Clarence Coon-ass Thomas, y'all, worked for Monsanto's. Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court judge, lifetime appointee, worked for Monsanto's. So you mean to tell me anytime they go to the higher courts, what you think going to happen? Anytime they go to the highest court in the land, who going to win? The people or fucking Monsanto's? Woo. I didn't know. I am surprised. Who would have? I didn't know Clarence Thomas worked for Monsanto's. I thought he dealt in law, not agriculture. No, for real, Sunshine, for real. I mean, I thought he was a lawyer who dealt with law. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker works for Monsanto's. Check this out.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, just to throw this in there, though, but what was shocking to me at one time was that when Don pointed out that Herman Cain actually worked for the goddamn who was it? I don't want to make no mistake. It was some the fucking people who fucking make money.
Well, the Federal Reserve, like that, local Federal Reserve or something like that.
Yeah, he was on the Federal Reserve Board.
Mm-hmm.
That's a motherfucker.
Right. On top of being the president of what, the Restauranteurs Association or something like that? On top of that.
Yeah.
Right.
But as a member of the Federal Reserve, you know, getting elected as the president, then he would have been able to make power moves for the Federal Reserve, who right now is in major trouble due to financial losses and different things and financial improprieties that's going on.
Right. Check this out. Here's some more people. This is where, like I said, conflict of interest. See, this is the game that they play, and they always say, we play within the rules. We play within the rules. But they got another woman named Linda Fisher, who used to be in the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. She now works for Monsanto's. Michael Friedman, who worked for the FDA, he now works for Monsanto's. Another woman named Maria Hale, and used to work in the White House. She now works for Monsanto's. Margaret Miller worked for the FDA. She worked for Monsanto's. A fucking a scientist from the Academy of Sciences of Agriculture now works as the regulatory administration for the FDA, who also used to work for Monsanto's. You know what I'm saying? This is like God damn. You know, everybody, man, it ain't a person who can't be bought. People, you know, they just, you know, they throw that money around. They got their lobbyists, man, and they literally make that shit happen. I tell you who was a real dirty bastard is George Bush number one. When he was vice president under Reagan, I seen a video. I wish I can pull it up. I don't know if I can. Where he actually goes to the laboratories of Monsanto's, right? And they got it on film. I saw it earlier. He goes on film and says, they telling him how they splice the genes. And he's saying, and this will do what? He's saying, this will create a whole new, food that we can mass produce it. Everything is mass production. Okay. He goes, we can mass produce it. But then he says, the problem we got is that we have to have the FDA approve this in a timely fashion. You know what Bush says under his breath, but it was caught on mic. I love when they had those hot mics. He goes, shit, we in the business of deregulation. He said, we're going to do our best to help you. You know?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? We don't like to talk about political parties, but the fact is the Republican Party is all about deregulation. They don't want nothing. They want nobody in the fucking way. They want to be able to do whatever it is they want, no matter at anyone's expense.
Yeah.
That's how they operate. They want to get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency. them being, you know, them buying everybody out ain't even enough. They saying we already got people on the payroll, but fuck it. Let's just get rid of it, period. Fuck that. Let's get rid of this shit altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at Green Beasley. I hate rules. But you know what, Green Beasley, when it comes to corporations who don't have to really, who don't have an obligation to society and an obligation to the people who are their consumers, they need rules. They do. They need rules, period. You know? They need rules. Otherwise, they're going to pollute fucking everything. They don't give a shit. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, the thing that I think would be beautiful when this does pass is that they are going to be forced, either, like I said, either going to go under or they're going to have to bring down the prices. And really what is the cause, you know, actually the thing that's going to come out of it good is that you're going to have a whole bunch of new young, small farmers. People are going to go back to how it was in the 1910s and 1920s when you had small farms all over the place. I think that's what this whole thing will create, and that's what they don't want.
Let me ask you something, though. You saying in case they win, that people gonna go back to the small farm?
No, this. No, what I'm saying that this proposition is gonna win. This prop 37 that's about to become on the ballot on November 6th is gonna pass. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, people like to give California shit, but hey. I think I like the fact there's a whole bunch of conscious motherfuckers and a whole bunch of hippies out here and a whole bunch of anarchists and a whole bunch of other shit out here in California, because they saying, fuck that. You're just not gonna do me like that, you know? And that's what it takes, man. It takes the people to say, fucking, we not taking this shit. We not taking it laying down. Everybody say the government, the people are the government. Well, this is the people forcing the corporation's hand. You know? They saying it don't matter how much money you pump into it, the shit is going to, we going to pass it. You know?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Nanya said Cali will buck the system real quick. Yeah. Sometimes for the worse and for the bad and sometimes for the good. And this one is for the greater good. This time they actually doing something for the greater cause of fucking us out here, because the fact is, like I said, Europe way ahead of the curve. Why you think do you hear all them fucking talking heads always saying, oh, they're trying to turn America into Europe? Well, I'm sorry, man. Europe ain't all that bad. I've been to a couple of European countries. It ain't all that goddamn bad. I'm sorry.
Hey, no. Okay, you said we was going to tell the good and the bad side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're speaking on behalf of Cali. Let's speak on behalf of, Monsanto's and government power, though.
Okay.
Like, for case in point. Like, look at it like this right here. You mentioned their little plan, the right to know. The right to know. It sounds good now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at, like, the truth movement, you heard of that? The cigarettes and shit, the truth?
Not the true third, right?
The truth. So they got those little commercials and they inform you about cigarettes, like how many people smoke.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them. Mm-hmm.
So then, you know who owned that? You know who run that? You know who financed that whole movement for the people to be informed about cigarettes?
I'm sure it was the same people. They like to play both sides. They throw money on both sides of the fence.
Okay, it's the same people that make cigarettes.
Right.
Finance.
Oh, they always do that, Bab.
I was saying the same people that's financing this right to know thing,
mm-hmm,
are the same people as Monsanto, Codex Alimentarius. They the people with the money to fund that. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, we can't never miss not watch for the hook. It's always the bullshit game where they gonna give us the problem, reaction, solution bullshit.
They definitely do that, but this is what I say.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with you right there, Babylon, because I know they do that. I know they hedge their bets. the motherfuckers, they, you know, they supreme gamblers, so they always put money on both sides.
Absolutely.
But, okay? But what I'm saying to you is if they do this, what's the benefit for them?
Okay. The way they benefit easily, right off the muscle, is by making a person ask for what they got to give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier, you said that one side of the government, the Republicans, are going for deregulation. I fucking agree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, the FDA already is a fucking federally funded federal government agency.
Right.
And the government is saying that we don't want them to regulate us no more. We'll handle it. We'll handle the science of food. Now, one more important point before I move on is notice that the name of it is Food and Drug.
Yeah, Food and Drug Administration. Mm-hmm.
Food and Drug. You see what I'm saying? So food is chemical. Like I was saying earlier with Codex Alimentarius, food is considered a chemical, not a nutrient, no more, not a vitamin, but a fucking chemical. So this is their advantage in doing this now. Mm-hmm. When they do this, when they say, hey, we don't want the FDA to regulate, then people come up and say, hey, we want the FDA to fucking regulate. We want the fucking FDA to regulate. Then they asking for their own fucking regulation and government control and the things the way they are now.
I got exactly what you're saying, Babylon, but what I'm saying is this is the systemic reaction that I see happening. I know it comes, because I say I'm starting with Cali, is that people ain't going to fuck with them at all. People are going to start dealing with mom and pop farms, locally grown foods.
I pray that happens.
Right.
So we can get back to that.
Because if you think the same creature is going, I mean, come on, like I just told you, the FDA has been bought and paid for. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, they in the pocket. So anybody who think just because we got labels and think that the FDA is going to crack down when they already got people in the system, then that's just you living in la-la land. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now, let me point them out to you now.
Mm-hmm.
A scientific fact then. Mm-hmm. Watch this. One of the arguments that I know going to come up, and I bet you we can probably find it online, but one of the arguments I know going to come up with this genetically modified food, so-called, is that what is genetically modified? When does a person or food become genetically modified? Is it genetically modified when we put pesticides on it and the pesticides get in the food and alter the DNA after the food grown?
Absolutely.
Is it genetically modified?
It sure is.
And suck some certain cells out in order to prevent the attraction of certain insects to the plant? When is it properly genetically modified? And so when, you know, even at a mom and pop shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they put anything unnatural at all to fight
out
anything,
mm-hmm.
then Monsanto is going to have the argument that, God damn it, even these moms and pops still using foods and substances and chemicals.
Right. That's the thing. I'm with you on that, Babylon. I'm with you on it. But what I'm saying is, I don't know how it is for a lot of other states. I know how it is in right here in the Golden State, and we got there's a whole bunch of it's a huge organic movement out here, a huge organic movement. Where you got smaller farms who are doing it the old school way. It ain't hard, they try to say, you need to get rid of the pests and, you know what I'm saying, that eat at the crops. You know what? There's a simple solution, some of the simplest shit you could ever think of, like putting coconut oil on some cotton balls and putting them in your garden will keep particular type of pest away. Putting something as simple as soap and water will keep a pest away. Something as simple as crop rotation, shit that was done way before there was ever a chemical. Way before there was ever a chemical. So people use
with proper,
as an excuse.
With, I was just going to say, with properly managed farming, then, you know, people can grow and rotate crops and, you know, farm everything. I mean, that's definitely possible on this planet.
Right. So what it is like...
I want to point out one more person left, Rothschild.
Right.
Let's throw this crack in for the factor, because he a major player in the whole thing with Monsanto's and Bill Gates. He over all of them. So let's throw him in for good fucking measure. Because I told you about the weather machine, this crack got Rothschild and Evelyn Rothschild, and how the droughts and shit throughout what they call the Midwest, whatever the fuck the Midwest.
Going on right now.
Yeah. So all the droughts and different shit like that, and different things that happen in other countries as well, where people having hard times with crops based on this. So I'm saying that these crackers, right, got and see that take me out of a dojo like they did now, because I'm not preaching no fucking doomsday preacher. I'm just letting you know that some of the factors that people are up against and the monetary things that they're up against in order to pull this shit off. So Rothschild them are actually goddamn, if people did try to grow crops, they actually have a plan in order to try to goddamn even stop the growth of crops.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why that shit happening in the Midwest, because they want all those regular everyday farmers to go the fuck out of business. And then they could just incorporate the Monsanto food, because they're the only people producing the food.
Right. See, and people got to hold steady. Motherfuckers can't panic. People press the panic button too quick, Babylon. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, shit, I lost 75. I lost 30% of my crops. Oh, shit, what's going to happen? You have to stay the fucking course. That's the thing. People get all irate and scary and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. And I was looking at Fire earlier. She said,
"What's
how,
that Fire line?"
Yeah, Fire line. I'm trying to scroll up. People in chat moving. It said, "She said, how are people going to get to the moms and pops?" What I'm saying is that it has to be a movement of like straight farmers. This shit is in our blood, y'all. We from us Nubians and us fucking Mexicans, just them two alone, that shit is in us.
No, I'm asking. If they got a law, I'm asking you now, I'm asking.
Okay.
If they have a law, and the law states, now the law already been passed, the law states that anybody growing crops is committing a crime, how are we going to have the mom and pop shops?
If they literally outlaw it, I mean, ban it, it would have to take.
They have.
Were they outlaw growing?
Yeah,
Let me backtrack. I know, like, certain cities, because I know Baltimore, check this out, I know in Baltimore that you cannot have urban farms.
No,
they don't want people growing in their yards in Maryland. I mean, in Baltimore.
I'm saying we beyond counties and cities and states. We talking international. We talking world trade. We talking one world order. We talking about the World Food Administration and Organization. We talking about for real now. I'm saying, like, fuck Baltimore. They got the law in effect for the whole country, really the whole fucking world. It's just not being enforced in the way, because it ain't no need to right now. But they done set examples. You can look on YouTube and a magazine any goddamn well, and they'll show you how they doing growers. I mean, we talked about on the show about one lady who was actually growing a farm, and they came and goddamn took all her fucking farm and shit and locked her ass up. Laws in place.
But you
got to
say,
whether they enforce it in that place or not, that's another story.
And,
but they're showing you that this is their motive. This is what they're going to do.
Right.
This is what they're trying to
do. But it comes a time when people got to say, fuck it. And you can't be afraid. And you got to do what you got to do. And that means you continue to grow. And that shit, that has to be like a chain reaction where everybody got to do it. When motherfuckers got to show solidarity and be like, fuck them. Like I said, right now, I remember they tried to pass this H.R. 501 where they say you can't collect rainwater. You can't barter your fruits and vegetables in the name of food safety. I could give two shits about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember if it was passed. I don't think it did, but I don't care. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't care. Because I know it'll serve a great sunshine. Yes, sunshine. It's like, that. Okay. I see 612.
What's up, sunshine?
Sunshine out there. She's talking about my pictures. I see 612. Your mic is open.
All right. This is T. Ely.
Hi, T. Ely. Welcome to the show.
Still could be out at the club, you know, but I'm in the crib listening to y'all.
That's what's up, man. We might have saved your life tonight. Fuck the club.
Oh, yeah,
go
I'm
ahead.
Cool. But I'm 36, right? When I was young, man, I swear in Detroit, man, we used to have pear trees,
yeah.
Cherry trees, grapevines and all this shit growing.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers start spraying across them chemtrails things over the city.
Right.
And some old dude named Dr. Dilbert Blair, he pointed this shit out to me about 6 years ago, how the chemtrails stopped the fruit from growing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm up
on the chemtrails. Shit. Sometimes they don't even be the chem. They'll go ahead and spray a fucking herbicide. Just straight up.
Yep.
They'll just fly with their little crop planes. And just, I've seen them plenty of times, and they say, oh, my fault. We thought we was spraying the other side of town. We made a mistake and sprayed over here and literally poisoned all the fucking crops. And let me tell you, all of it. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something else that's so dip-dastly about these Monsanto seeds. That shit is like a virus, y'all. The shit is like a virus. Do you know if you put that shit in your ground, after you put it in the ground, it takes over all the soil. So a native crop won't grow in the dirt no more.
But a weed.
All right.
You know? That shit is crazy. That's what they're doing in Mexico. That's what they're doing in a lot of third world countries right now, Monsanto is. I know they got a big movement of that in Mexico right now.
And then when you go on like the Google Maps and shit,
mm-hmm.
and like you know how you look at the cities and all that shit in America, so-called, but then you go over to Africa and all that shit. That motherfucker looked dead from millions of miles up. That motherfucker looked dead, and that's because they fucking ground up so them people couldn't grow no food.
The soil, right? You can't grow nothing in the soil. They literally contaminated the soil.
In the biggest real estate on the fucking planet.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, and they still know the truth.
Right. So it's imperative, like I said, man. I'm seeing like it's going. I'm saying going back to this proposition. I'm steadfast because I know how people think out here in the state of Cali, man. They like once this shit gets busted wide open and these people get shown for what it is that they're doing, that it's going to spark. People going to say, because it's already green initiatives out here. They're going to say, man, fuck, everybody got to grow. Everybody got to grow. And I'm telling you, they're not going to have no choice but to either come correct or fold camp. That's my objective, man. We got to spread the word to just as big
like
as these multinational companies is. Because, I mean, goddamn, Monsanto is huge, man.
Obama farmers down south that build that money, man,
You breaking in and out, T. Ely. Hope you come back. Niggas better not take that money.
No, listen, I'm saying. Can you hear me now?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm saying that motherfuckers need to go down here with them damn southern farmers and import-export that shit up here or on the west coast or wherever.
That's what I'm saying.
It's fucking time right now. Shit, they want to do some more terrorism shit. We got motherfucking niggas from every state that will shoot at their ass now. Ain't like it was in the 60s. We didn't have gangs and bangers and niggas who didn't give a fuck. We got them now, but niggas ain't organized now. We got the gangs, we got the guns, but we ain't got the motherfucking organization. The guns, we have the protection. Now, it'll be understandable for us to be like, look, fuck them. Y'all little niggas, we got somebody for y'all niggas to shoot now.
Right.
You know? Let's get some money. Let's eat. Let's take care. Let's grow now. Let's do what we got to do now. The motherfuckers ain't pushing. Ain't stressing that point. They ain't stressing the point how they hold us back in the 60s. They hold us. They bitched us up.
Right. So look, what I'm saying is like, people, like I was saying, people, you just got to make a conscious decision. You know, you can either choose to ride with that shit, ride it out, and you can't worry about what's going to happen later on in life. You got to take the good with the bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I just think that these motherfuckers have to be, the information has to be put out, because with information comes knowledge, and with knowledge becomes power to me. And we all got control and power over our own destinies to a certain extent. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So
all
you gotta make the choice.
All this damn fake ass fool. I can't even see the spirits no goddamn more.
You can't see the what?
I can't even see the spirits no more. All this fake ass fool running through me and shit. I can't even talk to the animals no more. They think I want to eat them and shit.
You can't talk to them no more. It's fucking with you. Man, so, I mean, goddamn, that's what it comes down to. But it's just, I just think about the shit that has been done, man. I know y'all heard of the bovine hormone that they did with the milk. Everybody know about that one, right? Everybody know about that.
I'm about to motherfucking Google that shit. Bovine hormone.
Right, bovine hormone. Yeah. So they still putting it in there and into the cow's milk. But
hey, you know
like
what,
I,
too? When my daughter was born, I was giving her almond milk. I wouldn't give her no regular milk. She stayed in Minnesota around all the white folks, right? So I brought this old black ass baby, nappy head ass baby, around them damn other white babies and shit. And my daughter was looking at them motherfuckers like it was crazy. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you, man, you can't trust nothing that's really manufactured, and you gotta do it yourself.
Right.
It's just a certain amount of risk you got to be willing to take, period. And if you're not willing to do it yourself, then okay, you got to roll the fucking dice. You got to put it like that. You got to roll the dice and hope, you know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, maybe this fucking corporation is upstanding or whatever. You know, they good corporate citizens, but the odds are no. And, you know, shit like almond milk is so easy to make. You know how easy that shit is to make?
No, I never knew.
Oh, man. This is what I'm saying. Only thing you got to do for almond milk is get you some fucking almonds, preferably organic. organic, all right? Soak the motherfuckers overnight. Put them in a blender. Put some water in there. Put you a fucking nice organic date for sweetener. Blend it up. Get you a milk bag, which is like you're actually doing like a cow, and you milking the shit, and there's your almond milk. It lasts you for like 3 or 4 days. It's real simple to make.
Hey, well done, Neff.
That's it. That's all it takes.
Oh, man.
You know, you ain't got to buy that shit off the shelf. It's about what you're willing to do.
Ain't that some shit.
You know, that's all. What do you mean?
Hey.
No, I'm staying here. No, we're going to stay on this stuff, so I'm not going nowhere right now. going nowhere. Because this shit got to be, it got to be said. It got to be said. You know, this stuff is straight. How much almonds? You know what? Fire liners would be good. You can use like 2 ounces. 2 ounces. Or you can use 16 ounces if you want a good amount. It all depends how much you want to use. You know what I'm saying? It all depends how much you want to use. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I want to say this about what you said earlier, though, because I kept forgetting. I finally remember.
Okay, go ahead.
About the vitamin. When you said that Monsanto's, when they get in there, you know, it's like a virus. They chemicals and they modifications is like a virus. I was going to say to you, why do you think that goddamn the lettuce got salmonella? Now, wasn't salmonella originally from chicken, a fucking animal?
Let me tell you, you know where that comes from? You know where the salmonella is coming from? Because they got
lettuce?
You know how it's funneling down? You know how it's funneling down to the lettuce?
I do, but I want you to tell me.
Okay, this is how this shit is funneling down. A lot of these places where you got your lettuce, not far up the way, you got a fucking cow. You got cows where people got hordes and 500 cattle up the way, and that shit, all that feces, all that stuff, they got to find a way to get rid of it, and it funnels right down through the waterway, right into the damn lettuce and everything else. It come right on down, and that's how you get your E. coli.
I agree. Now, that's E. coli. I would agree with that, E. coli. Now, but we were talking about salmonella.
Oh, salmonella. Excuse me. Right, right.
Yeah, but I'll get with you. Now, but let me say this. So, now, you mentioned the cows. I just want to say listen how important cows are. Cows are a sacred animal in Egypt and other places, even in India, places like that. But let's just deal with Egypt. The cow is a sacred thing. So, but right now, they said they was blaming cows, right? The greenhouse effect people, the goddamn the Go Green people, that initiative, those people are claiming that cow flatulence, cow farts basically, when a cow farts, is called the methane, is causing the ozone layer to deplete and causing the gases and the too much carbon in the atmosphere.
Right.
And this to overheat.
So I heard about that.
Another way that cows are being blamed. And remember that cows were supposedly being mutilated by fucking extraterrestrials and abducted like human beings.
Right, I've seen the mutilated cows. I've seen of them. It's like I said, okay. Pole heifers.
Yeah, right. Damn.
Right.
So then my point is that these cows are playing an important part in what these scientists are doing on this planet, though.
Absolutely.
They call abducted, so far as them saying the cow flatulence, far as them saying that the mad cow disease and all of these different things they got going, you know. So I agree. But that's where swine flu come from.
Right.
They don't just modify food, they modify animals.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, one way they modified the damn cow was putting that bovine hormone, growth hormone in them. A lot of people ain't up on that, but I mean, you know, that bovine, and what it did was it's made to get them to fucking mass produce milk. Once again, you fucking with, so you messing with natural genetics, and you switching it. You know what I'm saying?
If a person reaching their refrigerator, the milk on the front of it gonna say with HBGH, some shit like that, or without HBGH.
Yeah,
and that's genetically, you know, growth bovine.
Yeah, bovine growth hormone, right? And it was called Prociliac was the name of it. And what they saying that it did, what a lot of people don't know, is that it caused infections in the damn cow because they get that shit called, you know, like how you know, us women, when we're nursing, when we fucking nurse and we don't balance out how much the child suckles from each breast, one of them gets really, really, really hard, you know what I'm saying, and it hurts like a motherfucker. I forget the exact exact word that is used, engorgement. Thank you, Sunshine. Engorgement in the breast. That's what happened to the cows when they get this drug put in them. You know, and they call it mystasis, and what it is basically they titties get so swollen and so big that shit turns into fucking pus, okay? And you got pus in fucking milk, you know what I'm saying? And then how do they say, okay, let's take care of it? Boom, let's shoot their ass up with a fucking antibiotic. Then you swallow in antibiotics, which in turn fucks up your immune system. It does not allow you to fucking fight off regular ass infections.
That's right.
Why, you know what I'm saying? And then they wonder why penicillin don't work no more. You know? That's the call. That's what happens. You know, it's a fucking chain reaction. And they know this. All this shit is all in the internal documents that they actually fucking give to the FDA. Or they have their little memos within each other in the company. And it don't take until a fucking whistleblower come in and be like, this is what's going on for this shit to even get exposed. Otherwise, it'll just never be known.
Didn't you say the scientific name of growth hormone is Prociliac?
Mm-hmm. Prociliac. P-R-O-C. PROSLILAC. Wait, PROSLIAC. Prosilac.
Yeah.
Sound like Similac, huh? Sound like Similac, doesn't it?
Milk called Prosilac and Similac. That they got. Prosobri, that's what it's called. Same thing. Prosobri,
mm-hmm.
Prosimilac.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Same shit. You know?
Already giving that to the baby.
Right. Giving it to the baby, and what's happening? They, just like that fucking hormones put in the cows to make them mass produce milk and everything else, we already know what happens to the children. Right. That's right, Phylonis. That's all they care about is they bottom line. That's all they obligated to. Matter of fact, one of the fucking internal documents said this. At all costs, we cannot afford to lose $1. So don't let none of this shit get out. This is the stuff they say amongst each other. Matter of fact, it said, the head of the document said, for your information, and burn afterwards, destroy after. So it's like, for your eyes only, and then destroy the shit, because we definitely don't want to get this out, because then we'll be held fucking, we'll be held liable if this information gets out. The first way this shit even popped off is because in Canada is the one who blew the lid off the damn thing. The damn Canadians was like, they had a scandal where it was people who basically had their former FDA that's very much like ours. They have whistleblowers. That's all. That's what it takes. It takes somebody who got some guts and some balls to come in and tell. Otherwise, a lot of shit wouldn't even be known. You know what I'm saying? But they don't encourage. They don't. No one encouraged whistleblowers. You know, a lot of these whistleblowers be coming up missing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
go ahead,
man. Nah, I was just gonna say, man, the goddamn whistleblowers though. With like, okay, if a whistleblower blow the fucking whistle and he gets some news advertisement, then let's say the public get a little information on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if the public don't move it, then that's all it was, is a blown fucking whistle.
Say again?
I said if the public don't move it, that's all it was, is a blown fucking whistle.
Right? So then it's left to the individuals, is it not? You have to make a choice.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I'm saying. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, like, we got to be realistic about this shit now, about
mm-hmm.
what we trying to save, or who we trying to fucking help, or who we think will come together. Because I
gotta help
you.
So this is an individual decision.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is straight up an individual decision. Nothing more, nothing less. This is not everybody holding hands singing Kumbaya. No shit like that. This is just you being empowered with information. You have to make a decision on what you want to do with you and your family. Period. That's all it comes down to. That's the bottom line. What you gonna do? What you gonna do for you and yours? Now I tell you one thing: if everybody start making some conscious decisions, then that shit will have a snowball effect, because more people will be like, okay, this is the way. I'm not fucking with them. I'm not fucking with them. I'm doing this on my own. That's what we talk about, being self-sufficient. That's trying to be as self-sufficient as possible. As possible. I just think the only thing I'm saying is, look, it's choices to be made. You can either be a conscious shopper, a conscious eater, an aware. This won't even say conscious. How about aware? We don't want to say conscious. That's on the end of, that's an individual choice. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, I just like when motherfuckers get their whole card pulled and say, this is what they're doing. So at least you can say, at least a person can go out and say, it ain't like I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, then now you know. You have no excuse. Now it's a personal choice. I just think people should know.
I totally agree, Neff. I
mm-hmm.
totally agree.
That's all. Know some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Knowledge, like you said, is power.
It is. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Then the ball is in your court.
Yeah. That's
right,
now.
Ball's in your motherfucking court, so now you gonna serve. What you gonna do? That's basically what the shit comes down to. And like I said, man, when you see all the and I just, you know, like I just like telling the fact that it's all these goddamn players that's involved. and that they always playing both sides. Like you said, they play both sides of the fence, consistently play both sides of the fence. That's how they operate. They work for one company. Like I said, it's a revolving door. You work for them, then I go back, and you give me this job, and then I leave, and then I go over here. And that's how they work. That's how they operate, period.
Real-life trading places.
Real, I like that. Real-life trading places. That's how these motherfuckers get down. Like I said, and only people, only country who's saying I don't give it, who not having it, is fucking France. The French is the only one who's saying you can't have it. You know what I'm saying? But here in America, it's just like, nigga, they don't want no competition. They don't want nobody to compete. You know, they don't want people to compete with them. You know, they always talk about it's about competition, but really they don't want no competition. People hate competition.
No,
go ahead.
No, but I got one more serious question for you. I've
give
been
it
trying
to me.
Fight, but I got
give
that.
It to me.
So mad.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No. What? Okay. They got like they collect fucking taxes, income taxes and shit
mm-hmm.
like that. It ain't no law in the world that state that a person have to pay income taxes. Yet the Fed enforced that law and will lock a motherfucker up. And niggas ain't being able to do nothing about it. We got the fluorinization of water, or fluoridation of water, you know, fluoride, fluoridation
right.
of water.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got that going on, and people complained about that for years, but the government, some kind of way, and we know how, through the lobbyists, were able to keep and maintain this in the waters. Right now, people complain about chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the government still running the chemtrails and still spraying over every single major city in the country. And doing that. I had complaints about HART Project. The government has still got the HART Project under control and it's still flowing smoothly. So I'm saying, what's going to be the difference, though? That's why I said it's a hard question, you know, and I'm just asking. I'm
what's
saying,
the,
so what's
like
be
I said, there's certain, go ahead.
That was it. What's going to be the difference in Cali?
Right. Like, this is going to be certain things that you can touch. There's certain things that you're going to be able to get with and certain things that you're not. You know, a chemtrail, okay, the chemtrails are real, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we still going to keep breathing. The fact is there's some things that you can actually make have effective change and make decisions with. Some things you can't. The government is tyrannical. It's a tyrannical-ass government. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, income tax is voluntary, but they'll still lock your ass up. That's because people don't know the law. I'm sure if somebody contested it, you know, I'm sure if somebody fucking contested it, maybe they can get out of it and they wouldn't have to go to jail. I don't know. It's rules and regulations that, you know, it's a particular way that the game is played. So I guess that's what's supposed. You got to know how the game is played.
But no, well, that'll get into a philosophical type of thing. But, you know, like when people say got to know how the game played, you know, life is simple. You know what I'm saying? We
mm-hmm.
eat, breathe, mom and pop, growth. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Life itself is pretty simple. And it really shouldn't be a game, and we really shouldn't be playing. So when they changed it to a game, something that we play, and they set up the board, and when people fail at it, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, I'm for people taking responsibility. I ain't trying to give nobody no fucking way out on no non-responsibility shit.
Right.
But I'm just saying there are what we call disadvantaged people, meaning the environment that they're in, and everybody is a product of their environment, does not promote the awareness of what we're discussing right now. Their everyday need is not for what you or me are discussing right now. Their everyday
right.
need is to get what they're getting right now. So
right.
then those people, too, are affected. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So those, and that's the majority of the people is what I'm telling you.
Right. So you mean it's a majority of fucking people who are dumb, deaf, and blind?
Absolutely.
I mean, okay,
right.
So yeah.
It's only 1%, man. I mean, it's only 1%. If that, hell, 0.987, hell, I don't know. But it got down short any more than one.
Right. See, now, we talked about playing, knowing the fucking rules to the game. Sunshine just dropped in the chat. Jury acquits pilot who questioned liability for income tax. You know? I mean, see, that's, to me, that's That's the fucking juggernaut right there. Is once you start asking questions, then you open up Pandora's box to me. And like I said, if it's one thing that leads to questioning, they don't want you to ask the question, so they're going to fight like hell to keep things under wraps. Because, like I said, because once you ask, then that opens up so many other doors, and that's what they don't want. They don't want niggas ask. They don't want people. I don't want to say niggas. They don't want nobody questioning nothing. Just do. Just be and go, you know, be about, be merry, and go about it. Don't ask us anything. And
that
I mean,
Nike
you got
say, just do it.
Right. Nike say just do it. That's a hell of a slogan.
All right.
They would. I mean, they. You know, that should become such a slogan. That's a lifestyle for a way. You know, for a lot of people, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. Just do it. And I can be good, and I can be bad. You
that's
know?
Right now.
That it yep. can be a good thing and be a bad thing. So that's kind. That's just how I see that shit. So, you know. But like I said, man. You got to open up Pandora's box. You can't be afraid to, oh, you know, to go on to that other side, to cross on over. And, you know, and that shit becomes, to me, it's kind of like once you get it going, once you do something that's out of the box, man, then you're always going to want to travel down that road. You're always going to want to be in that fucking path of doing stuff that everybody else don't do. That's just kind of, that's how I see that, man. But I tell you what, man, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back to Survive the Game. Babylon, you're more than welcome. Love for you to stay on. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
You already know.
All Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablet, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zadok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up, be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
No blunt smoking, bad bitch getting thick, and she got some friends with her. I take them out, pour shots of liquor, drinking out the bottle, smiling in all my pictures. The marijuana loud, so them hoes follow like Twitter. Nigga, you know everything, Taylor. Don't rush to the bar, fool, if you ain't got no paper. That's the rule. High as fuck, sloppy drunk when I'm passing through. Rolling doobies up, yo ho.
Yeah. Man, you are here surviving the game. Your host, Nefertiti. I want to let you know our mics are open. Can I get a mic check just to know if anybody's riding with us? Nope. Okay, we're going to get right back into it.
I'm on deck, Nef.
Oh, okay. Babylon's still with us. Look, we talked about earlier, probably earlier this week, it was talked about, will this system ever, like, kind of fall, or is there cracks in the fucking American armor when it comes to their banks and how they doing everything? I just found this article. I just found it real fucking interesting, man. Look, man. I don't know. This is what I'm saying. It's definitely some chinks in this fucking armor called this fucking capitalism going on in this bad boy. It really is. Wow, I'm looking at the chat. They's actually talking about football over there. Oh, my goodness. This motherfucker's talking about football. I'm missing the football game right now doing this show. I like to see you talking about football. He's talking about Chad still. The fire line is in on that conversation about fucking Chad Ochocinco. I see you saw that. You saw that, how he got fire liners? You see how they sat his ass down? And he tried to plead his case about his job? That shit is crazy. That's how it is. I see Lyrical Movements is in the house. What's going on, Lyrical? It's good to see you again. Long time no see, Lyrical. I be following you on Facebook. You're getting it in. Yeah, he had to beg. Yeah, Sunshine, you know, I mean, it's a type of begging, you know what I'm saying, for his job, for his livelihood. You know, that's what he does. That's what a nigga got reduced to. You know, it's sad to see when niggas go through that, but, you know, when you contract it, that's what it is. It's contracted, you know. You're at the behest of them. They hold your destiny as far as your playing career goes. So we'll see if that nigga will be able to bounce back. We'll see if you catch on, or we'll see if he's on to the next one. I was saying earlier, man, a lot of these athletes don't have no second career. A lot of them haven't developed a lot of life skills and how to go out there and get it another way, you know. All right. They could get you. At least he's begging for millions of dollars. Yeah, get you. But you know what? That millions will run dry real quick because he's not wealthy. He might be rich, but he's not wealthy. And that's a big difference. He can lose those millions in a matter of fucking couple years and he'd be out. You see, it happens all the time with athletes. All the time. You're like, well, shit, you signed a $100 million contract. The money is gone. Only thing it takes is a couple of bad investments, a lifestyle that in which you're not on top of, and before you know it, that money is in the wind. So hopefully he know how to you know, do something else in life, you know. Do you know, hopefully he know how to get it, he know how to flip it, you know. Right. The fire said, as Don say, they will whiteball him. Absolutely, fire. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what it is. So, you know, I tell you, one thing I've learned is that what a sport will handicap an individual is how to deal in the real world. Because when you in the world of sports, it's completely different. You know, that whole world is depending on your mindset. And if you see yourself as a corporation, like the only person I've seen who publicly said I am a corporation is Darrell Revis from the New York Jets. That day said, I am a corporation. So I know from by him publicly stating that he kind of got shit in line. He kind of got his stuff together. He knowing how this game is played. So, you know, I think if more athletes took that approach, then you'd be a lot better off. And matter of fact, when they get out the game, then they can start building wealth and generational wealth for their families. But, you know, that's not how that this whole system is structured for athletes. It's not structured like that, you know. It's really not. That's not how that takes a that takes you learning some other, you know, some other shit to be on that level. It really do. It really takes you being a student of the business side of sports. And that's a lot of athletes not into that. They so focused on becoming a professional that they forget really it's a kind of business, and they don't want to deal with the business side. They just busy training in the gym 17 hours a day and worried about being the best athlete they can be. And not that, no, nigga, you are the commodity. So why don't you act like it? Fireliner says, why don't they insure themselves in case something happens and cash out? You know what, Fireliner? I only know of a couple who even do that. I know Troy Polamalu do that. I don't know how many of y'all know who he is, but he's that the Tongan brother with the long fucking hair. That man, he's like, he insured his goddamn hair or something like that. I know he's insured by his hair and something else. I forget what else. Another like a body part that he insured. So it's just a couple of them that got it. But, you know, like I said, the NFL, when they come in, they have a rookie symposium, right, where they sit all these fucking guys down and talk about the life and what the life of an NFL is. They're not giving them that information, though. They're not talking about insure yourself. You know, those are not jewels that they are dropping on them. They just saying, keep your ass out of trouble. Don't go in the clubs. Don't stop fucking with the hoes, and you'll be okay. That's what they get. They don't get no true information. It takes a wise individual to give them that information and that knowledge, and it's not happening with them. That's definitely not in their plans. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, yeah, Chad, yeah, it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. They have agents and sports attorneys, but once again, what are them agents? Man, them agents is out for themselves. So are sports attorneys. It's like lawyers. I mean, like I said, a lot of these agents, I mean, you got to be certified by the league to even deal with them. So, you know, where do their loyalty really lie? You know, they getting their 10% off the athlete. I think they could care less. You know. Then there it is, Huffington Post. Troy Polamalu gets his hair insured. See? Troy Polamalu ain't no fool. He know what, besides him playing, what is he known for? He has deals with Head and Shoulders. So he knows, he's saying, shit, besides me running into people, my hair is my next biggest seller, so let me insure my hair. That's kind of odd, boy. Ain't that some shit? I didn't know you can insure your fucking hair. I guess anything you can do. Right. So Fireline says she'll sue the attorney and agent for poor representation. It's only a few who do it. It's only a few who do it. Only person I know who sued an athlete who sued somebody was Manny Pacquiao sued his tax attorney. That's the only he sued his tax attorney. He said, hey, that shit ain't on me. Don't lock me up. It's his fault. Matter of fact, I'm suing him. You know, yeah, some people do insure their body parts. Right, I didn't know you can do the hair. That's gangster right there, the hair. That ain't no shit. I guess so. That's what you're known for, insure that shit and insure the locks, the fucking flowing locks. Fireliner said Marilyn Monroe and Tina Turner insured their legs. Right. Makes perfect sense. That's what they're known for. I guess so. So whatever it is that you know, I guess I bet you Jerry Rice probably insured his fucking hands. Yeah, they need to start insuring their brains right now because that's what they're losing. It's their fucking brains playing football. Hey, that's what they really losing. But I wanted to, so I just hope Chad landing on his feet. I hope he a cat and can land on his feet because that's what most cats do, you know. And he known for his quickness, so hopefully he can land on his feet, you know, because he's in, you know, he's in a tough spot. It's the preseason. He might be able to catch on later. That's some shit right there, though, to get fired in the manner that he did. But look, this is what I'm going to. I still say that this system is chinks in the capitalist in this fucking okay. I see 805 is out there. 805, man, you can come into the fold. You don't survive in the game. Can I get a mic check from you? 805.
Hey, this is Guru. How you doing?
Hey, Guru. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
What up, Guru?
Hey, what's up, Bab? Good to hear you, Bab.
What you want to add to this, Guru?
I do want to hear you go into about the cracks and kinks in the system,
right?
Because
mm-hmm.
I have some points on that. But
okay.
on the athlete side, one thing about the athletes, like you know, since you was in the professional sports, one
mm-hmm.
of my boys, he played for the Dolphins back in the day. And one of the things he broke down to me, he was like, it's a whirlwind they put them in. See, it's a whirlwind of immaturity. When you coming up and you a great high school star and you the jock, you're around all the girls, you're in the parties.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't change when you go to college. You're around all the girls, you going to all the parties.
That shit don't
change when you get in the NFL.
You're around
all the girls and you're around all the parties. Now, these high-level sports agents, they're smart on they're after these players' wealth and the commodity that is the player. So this is what they do. They surround these guys with people that's already in their network who can get them to do the bad investment.
Right, right.
And they're so tied up into partying, like my boy told me, He was give you an example, one summer he was hanging out with the million-dollar players. He was making hundreds of thousands, but what happened was one summer they had the million-dollar, multi-million-dollar players had rented out like the whole top floor of some of the hottest hotels in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And they goaded all of the other players to be hanging out with them. So for the whole summer, they doing parties, they fucking, they living life, but their money is draining.
Going right out the fucking door.
Right,
they don't even see it.
They don't even see it. They just in this blur of drinking and fucking. They just in this blur. And then the season is coming up right after that.
Right.
They have no time to fucking recover mentally and say, what the fuck did I just do? Now they getting back in the training, they pumping iron, and now they playing the game, and then they get goaded into another thing the next summer.
Right,
release.
and it's a cycle. It's a repeated cycle. I tell you what, these motherfuckers is good. They are good
yes,
at
they
what
are.
They do.
Yes,
and like I said, you got to ask, you know, who approves the agent that, like, they have not an association. Well, maybe actually they do. Like I said, man, they have to be approved by the league.
There's
an
association for everything, so that you know there is one.
Right. So, because
you know.
I mean, I remember when I was trying to get a contract with the Phoenix Mercury, you know, I was trying to use my husband straight up as my agent, and they was like, no, he ain't certified.
See?
You know?
Yep.
I was like, no, so you know, he can't negotiate shit for you.
Yep.
You know, and that's when I got hooked up with Aaron Goodwin, you know, who's a big time agent who deal with LeBron and fucking through Durantula and all them. So I was like, damn, you can't, you know what I'm saying? They was like, he's not certified with this fucking association called the WNBA.
Yeah.
You know, so once again, who do these agents work for?
Who are they working on behalf with?
There you go.
It ain't the players.
No, it's not the players, because they're the ones, like you said, you could have had your husband do the thing, but no, they want their own network. And then once you're in the game, they are brainwashing these players because they haven't developed the business sense because of this fucking whirlwind cycle, right?
Right.
So now they're trusting this big-time agent that they have known or been with since high school or college or when they first came in the league. You know how when you first do something and the person who comes through and talk with you and give you advice and something good happens to you because of that, that person has a big weight in the person's mind, you see? And so it's all psychological. Now that player does not see themselves as only a property to that agent. They're like, man, that's my friend. They always got my back.
Right.
But like my boy said, when them skills start fading,
them
agents don't call as much anymore.
Hell no.
They
look
don't
at T.O.
pick your cars. There
look
you
at
go.
T.O. Fuck it, what's his name? Drew Rosenberg?
Right.
Drew Rosenhaus?
That's right.
Nigga, they jumped that nigga in the wind.
See?
Straight in the wind. And I remember when he was holding out for Philly, when he was doing push-ups and pull-ups in the driveway. Remember that shit?
I remember that.
You know, Rosenhaus was right there. Oh,
right
man, T.O.
Right
was
right next
to him. Oh, T.O. is the man. He's the best. As soon as he broke his leg and he went to Dallas and they cut him for Dallas, nigga, Rosenhaus was out.
Gone.
He was gone. He did one more deal for him and he cut. They don't give a fuck. They don't.
It's on to the new property.
Who's the hottest right now? I gotta go throw cash at him. I gotta go get them a new car. I gotta say, ooh, this is the house. You know, a lot of these third. Let me tell you, they do a lot of shit. Like, I get you your house. They put it under their name.
Mm,
you know, when they know you ain't got a dime. Yeah.
See.
Yeah. You know what
see
I'm saying?
That psychological game right there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you see what he doing for me?
Right.
See that?
This is the life you're going to be living, baby. Just let me negotiate that contract, baby.
Right.
Let me get it for you.
Right.
You know?
You see
and
that?
Like you said, and then they got their network of people. I got a real estate man that I'm going to hook you
Thank
up with.
You.
I know
Amen.
Him. He's going to hook you up. He's going to get you the finest real estate in here and in there. And then
and
I got
bullshit.
A person. Yeah, and then I got a, you know. Because let me tell you something, man. Sports management, these management groups are huge right now, like IMF.
Yeah, yeah.
It's huge. You know, these are huge corporations. They dealing with athletes from golf, to football, to basketball, and they all got all these athletes under one umbrella. You know, that's
right.
Man,
all on one umbrella, one network. Okay,
right.
So they get 10-15% off of the player's contract, but then they get the boy who's a real estate agent, like you said, to come in and get them while they fucking and drinking and partying, and they go and do this real estate deal. And then, guess what? Then another one, man, I got this good business deal. Oh, man, you was referred by my agent, so I guess you cool.
Right.
But they're not getting a chance to hear about, you know, Neff's Greener Green, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what that shit sound like to an athlete who don't have a clue? That shit is like Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. They sit there in the fucking meeting after they don't have a fucking clue. They just nod their head. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh.
You help me with that, because that's what I noticed. I had some contact with a few athletes on some media investments a few years ago, and it was like it was clear cut, to the point, showing the return on the investment and everything, and it was like a gloss went over their eyes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
foreign
I'm like,
language.
You sitting on these millions, you investing in these bums. But because they with these other cats, you thinking that they, you know, they got you, but they just juicing your money.
Right. It might as well have been Spanish on that paper.
Exactly.
They understand shit. they understand nothing.
Exactly.
That shit is crazy, but that's the model. That's how everything is set up for them. Like I said, it's on. That's why I mean I love Darrell Revis. That nigga said, man, I'm a corporation, and every couple years, every 2 years, he's renegotiating his fucking contract, regardless of how many years is on his contract. That's what I love about him. He's like, I don't give a shit if I signed a 5-year deal. He's like, man, I just balled. I just went to the Pro Bowl 2 years in a row. And a matter of fact, this contract is garbage because all that money is on the back end, and I need my money up front.
And they never get that back end money. Cause
they never get it.
You know what happened to my boy? He walked into the car dealerships, and the car dealerships was like, take any car you want off this lot, nigga.
Right.
You can get me later, nigga. You know,
right.
He was all hype. But guess what? One day the coach was pissed off. He went through the motherfucking locker room, and he was like, who that motherfucking cornerback? He just picked motherfucking lockers randomly.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jimmy Johnson back in the day, and he was like, that person gone, that person gone, that person gone. Get your shit and go.
Right. That's
just
all
to
it
make
takes.
A point. And that's when my boy was one of them. And he was so depressed after that shit. But that's all it takes. And the back end, he never saw.
You don't see
because
that.
Because it was
don't.
No guaranteed contract. It was whenever the coach feel like, or if you get injured or whatever.
Right. That's why that shit with T.O., that's why he in the money problems that he got, because even though he supposedly made $29 million with the Dallas, people don't forget that nigga got cut early from that contract. So that shit is null and void, baby.
It's simple business tactics that these cats is running.
Right.
Simple business tactics that they know you'll never get.
Right.
I give you $15 million on the back end. All you got to do is get to year 8, but I'm gonna cut you in year 7.
get to year 8, nigga. Get to year 8, and that should and that rarely ever happens. Rarely.
That's right. Rarely. That's
right. You said sorry, trickery. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is. And
you more than likely, especially in football, you're gonna get injured.
Yeah.
You're gonna get injured, and you won't see that shit. Yeah, so
that's
what it is. So
it's,
when
it,
you know when
you
I heard
yourself with.
Yeah, so when I heard Don Saylor and it keeps motherfuckers in mentally because you playing the game, and it's true.
Yeah.
That shit is true. It's very few who got the mental capacity to be like, nigga, I know what the game is. It's just it's only a couple of them.
And,
you know,
and
I know,
you know what that mental capacity is now? Mm-hmm. The mental capacity to say, I'm not going down there with y'all fucking and drinking and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're going to get their little fun for sure, but I'm not going to go in and be goaded into partying. Like my boy said, man, I had these R&B stars. Man, I had this shot. Man, I had that one that you seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But they talking about this, but they missed the whole point of why you were there. You know, it's a whole mentality. When you in there, you're building for a legacy, you know.
Right.
But the cats that you're around, that's not what they around. They not around people who are. Right now, the whole league is black. If every black player said, I'm building my legacy,
right,
they would immediately take the league over. They would immediately have all the wealth, and they would immediately flip the game because they are the property.
Like I say, you the one. They the one. They the engine that make it go.
They're the only engine that make. You don't know number 81 Cincinnati Bengals that got cut out of the that headbutted his wife. You know Chad Johnson,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know number 81 for the San Francisco 49ers or the Philadelphia Eagles. You know T.O.
Right. Like I said, man, ain't nobody ever came to a game to watch Jerry Buss sit in the luxury box.
Ever. They
never.
Never.
They don't come there to watch that, so.
Never, ever, ever, no. And that's why our brothers get caught up. It's a whirlwind to keep them doped up, fucked up, and then tied up in bullshit. And it's just a game until they use them up, and then they thrown out on the curb. And they ain't got nothing. And
right.
like Don was saying, the whole thing is just that it's the mentality. But it's also the people who you got around you. You cannot believe everything that you see. you know, and everything you hear. You
right.
can't do that shit. You can't, just because everybody else, and like my boy told me, he was like, the other thing you notice, when he, I mean, you making hundreds of thousands of dollars, you can live a very powerful life like that and invest that and grow that and build a legacy for your family. But he realized something. That hundreds of thousands did not grow the same way when he was spending it the same level as the multimillionaires.
Right.
And the levels that they were spending at. And he like, damn, when it all hit and it was cut off, he was like, shit.
Right.
Come on now, you know.
Exactly.
My money wasn't that low.
I want to, man, it's gone. I want you to hold that thought, man. I want to bring in 315 and then 505. 315, your mic is open. Can I get a mic check?
Mic check, 1, 2. What up, Nav?
This is Midnight.
All day, you early, queen. You already know.
505, too. Your mic is open.
Oh, I'm on deck, Nav. I'm on
okay.
deck.
Hey, I'm in ATL. What?
Uh-oh. So what's going on, Midnight?
I'm maintaining, queen, you know what I'm saying? You know I had to come in here and join the crew, man. You know how you do, get up on here on the sports politics, you know, because you know it's always something to build on, you feel me? So,
that's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Definitely touching on some things, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to, you know, add in on, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Pretty interesting.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
You was basically on when we was talking about these free agents, you know, the strategy is to sell these black athletes dreams and not a future.
Right.
Dig what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. I understand.
It's to continue to sell them a dream even when they sign that multi-million-dollar contract to keep that black man broke, to keep him with the bling, to keep him with not being able to learn anything about investments. You have certain workshops from former NFL players, from former NBA players, from former Major League Baseball players who are no longer in the sport, but what they do is they try to pull these young athletes that are being targeted from junior high, goddess, from at the age of 14, 15 years old, 7th to 8th grade before they even get in their 9th grade in high school. They're already being targeted. So when you look and you grab your USA Today paper, you know they have the top 50, top 25 players across the country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the blue chippers, as they say. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, they already it's a new form of slavery system, basically. You know, so you got these athletes who have a job to do, the ones who care, who try to reach these brothers before these greedy doubles come at them, these agents, which we call agents, to put them in the workshops and to show them how to prepare themselves for the bum rush.
Right.
So go ahead.
See, the thing is, like, we know those workshops is artificial, you know. When, especially anything that's fucking done with the league, man, you can chop it up. You can just call it a wrap. Because anything that involves the NFL, anything that's tied with them, they're not going to give you the pertinent information for you to grow. They just not. They give you some straight artificial. Like I said, only thing you get out of them is you get an assistant, you know, former NFL coach that tell you to buy one car. Or, cause I saw fucking Herm Edwards do it, and it's not giving these niggas no real life skills. The fact is, man, them niggas that are already come equipped, that got to come for somebody who actually gives a damn about
right.
them.
Right.
Period.
Right.
I think good at the college, Neff.
Say again, Bab.
I think them niggas go to school and they get all kind of fancy degrees and accolades and shit before they come into the NFL and shit. They be so pristine and all that shit. So why don't they have a course in college where they teach these brothers how to fucking handle their money when they get into the NFL or into the NBA or the NHL or any other league?
Mm-hmm. I think it was a little bit more. I think Babylon Peace God. I think it was a little bit more. I think it was a little bit more intact when these college players did 4 years. You know, they were able to get their degree in business management and marketing and everything, where they were able to know how to manage their own money regardless if they had an agent or not. But they're pulling these cats out of school their first or second year.
But do you know what the graduation rate is? You know, these cats don't graduate. I mean, even if they, you know, I'm saying even if they did, some of they still wouldn't know how to apply in real world situations, because, like I said, man, they're not in the world. They are in a fucking bubble. They live in a bubble. Athletes live in a bubble. Seriously, they don't live in the fucking real world. That's why when they get out, they can't fucking cope. They can't cope. They can't get it done. They don't know how to function.
Nope.
They don't know how to fucking. They don't even know how this shit works. You know. They really don't.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And I've been around them, you know. I mean, I go to a prestigious school, so I know, I see the athletes on their way out before they even know that they're on their way out. And it starts for them not even coming to class. Don't even come to class no more. And that was the science with Fab. Fab Miller wasn't even coming to class.
For what? Because Fab knew he was already turning pro.
He already knew.
You know, Fab already knew his ass was out the door. He already had one foot out. So he's like, why should I go to class for what? You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the same time, the objective is to make money. So school is real secondary to a lot of these cats, because the objective is to go to the pros and get paid. But the fact is that These dudes got to take some fucking. I mean, it's tough because it's really hard to be with people. You know, it's hard to trust people when it comes to dealing with that kind of money.
Life skills management,
and,
life skills.
Right. That shit is hard. Sunshine said Chico told her that some athletes not doing their work. Oh, Sunshine, absolutely, man. I mean, goddamn, I remember going to school. Playing with this running back. I forget, he played for the Dallas Cowboys for a couple of years. I can't remember his name, but that nigga, he stopped going to school classes after the first semester. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they know they out the door, so why even fuck around? Like I said, but at the same time, the NCAA is shrewd. They trying to make guidelines. They trying to do things like, that's why they have your grades now come out after the fact. So they trying to make it still ain't working, but they trying to make it so the system be like they gotta go to class, but it's still a losing proposition for them. But so be it, man. Niggas just got to get smart about what it takes to fucking build. You know, that's what they just don't have a clue with, and that's why I say
I agree, man.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Not even a business management degree will help them out. I agree with y'all on the life skills type of thing, mm-hmm. where this have to be bred into the person, the understanding of how to deal with these kind of people and money.
Absolutely.
All right, look, I got to get you in the chat room. This is the shit he's saying. When you making millions, you hire somebody that went to school to handle your business. That's the problem, get you. That is the fucking problem. You let somebody else count your money. You let other people handle it and make decisions for your money.
That's right.
Motherfucker, how hard is it to keep a register of a fucking bank account? I don't care how many bills is on it. Motherfucker, they got fucking calculators today.
They start you.
Yeah.
You learn that shit when you open up a damn checkings account. When you get a bank account and you get a checkbook, they have that in there so you know how to write off what you done spent, what you done deposited. You know what I'm saying?
What?
That's basic math. That's basic math. It's all accounting. It's all accounting. So, I mean, the more money, just the more accounting, you know? But there's no such thing as trusting somebody else with your money.
Why? I hate to bang. I don't know, but you got to bang on these stupid ass comments coming out the chat from Get You the Great. God damn, Get You. Do you understand? This nigga said, when millions are pouring in, it becomes overwhelming. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's the problem. Why is it overwhelming? Because you get a six-figure check. That shit ain't overwhelming. Come on now.
You know how many
fucking accountants has ripped off niggas? Ask Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Why did he have to play till he was 42 years old? Because he trusted his accountant. And nigga robbed his line, so he had to play till he was an old man. Come on.
Yeah.
God damn. A professional actor should be able to retire at 32.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Professional athlete is to be a fucking professional first. So he should know how to handle his money and the business aspect before he ever go play the fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's how Shaq got. I think Shaq was more embarrassed than he was hurt from Shawnee. His own wife was his own personal accountant. So I guess every time when she went into the books, she pocket changed 10 grand. How long was they together for?
Oh, they were together for a while.
come on now, you do the math. She pocketed a little extra 10 grand. I mean, granted, she was the mother of his children. You know, I'm not knocking the sister hustle of what she had to do. She knew his dirt, but she wasn't going to just, you know, come on out and say, oh, I'm going to get a lawyer or whatever and you know, spend money that she probably didn't have and would have went into, you know, the marriage relationship money as far as divorcing and all that stuff. Man, through all them years of relationship, she was Shaq's personal accountant. So every chance she got, she put 10 grand aside. And he ain't even know that. While he out here fucking these women, thinking that he's superior to all, you know what I'm saying? She said, okay, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, motherfucker, because first of all, you don't know how to count your money. I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to make an example. Count your own motherfucking money.
Right. I'm looking at Get You. Goddamn, Get You. You just give motherfuckers great material because you just say the fucking stupidest things. Why wouldn't you want someone smarter than you to handle your money? How smart do you have to be, Get You? Seriously. You mean you would literally have to have an IQ of a fucking, I don't even know, but you to not be able to handle monies. Come on now. I mean, you were talking about buying a house. How about buying a house with no fucking mortgage? And then you wouldn't have to worry about that shit all the time. Am I shit being paid? I mean, the things that some of these athletes do are just beyond me. It really is. Goddamn. Pay out the house and pay taxes only, nigga. And that's like, you know, I think some taxes are twice a year. Niggas be having mortgages that are just out of the fucking roof. And then they have more than one house, two or three houses. Like I said, it's good.
Yeah.
Live it up. You know, do what you got to do. You know, live, you know, let this motherfucker out. You know, roll till the wheels fall off. But God damn it, come on, man. Don't let somebody else steal your money at the time, during that time being. Don't let your shit just pour out, funnel out the door. That's the problem.
And these players' wives are teaching them what the players should be being taught. You know what I'm saying? Because they like, they come in them like, well, do you know how long he's going to be playing with this team, or this could happen, that could happen, or whatever. So, you know, all this money that's being paid out on these mortgages, and I mean, they're not thinking for the future, they're only thinking for the moment. And that's where the agent comes in. The agent is doing the thinking for them. But these players' wives have somebody else. Supporting.
You have a question towards you, Midnight. It says, is your wife your accountant?
No, not at all.
We talked about this earlier because I'm the accountant of this house. I make sure everything in here runs and is taken care of. Why is your wife not the accountant?
we are the accountant of our own financials. She's the accountant of hers. I am the accountant of mine.
But you guys are together.
Once we are together, then that's a different story. We married, but I'm still going home to New York and still taking care of business. We're not legally under the same roof as of now. But once you are under the same roof, furthermore, I'm not an athlete. I don't make millions.
You ain't got to make, but no. Come on, Midnight. Ain't got to be millions involved now. I don't care if it was $500 or $200.
No, what it is we both sit down at the table and we both look at the finances together. That's what we do. Mm. She's not going to tell me, well, we have this and this and this and that. And then I'm like, oh, okay. But no, we gonna sit down together. See, niggas is lazy. They want people to do the work for them, and that's been our problem for centuries. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the black woman is more emerged in the mind, and I'm not saying that we as black men can't be that way. We can't. We of course, but just too passive sometimes in the mental state. We have to be able to sit our asses down and do the work too. Always want shit done for ourselves. No, I sit down.
Well,
too, shit.
Where's the trust?
It ain't about trust. It's about knowing. I trust you, but I want to know for myself. You can tell
me
whatever.
What is it that you want to know? You want to see the bill? What is it that you want to know?
Why can't I see the bill? It shouldn't be no problem for me to want to see it.
Who said that you couldn't see the bill? But I'm saying, you don't...
I think I would be a fool for not wanting to see it.
Right. It's good that, you know, my husband don't look at no bills, to be honest with you, because I get all that shit because he out there doing what he got to do. So he entrusts me to make sure everything in this motherfucker runs smoothly. I forgot to pay the damn telephone bill the other day. I couldn't even call into the damn show, the Don Nicolione show. I was like, shit, I forgot to pay the bill. But that's my, I had to go correct that. I had to go make that shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Because he got, you know, I just think my goddamn.
I guess it was because it was what was taught to me, what my mom and them taught me. I was raised by women. There was really no men in our family.
So the women ran the finances, right?
Okay, I mean,
you just said he was raised by women.
No. What I'm saying is, it was a woman who taught me to be self-sufficient and independent. Don't depend on no woman. I don't give a fuck how much money you got, how much you make, how less you make, or whatever. What your finances is, you know where your finances is going. Regardless if you are married, combined, or not.
Of course you should know where it's going. Of course you should know, but...
I'd rather ask... I mean, if you're going to tell me, all right, baby, well, we just... what do you call it? Can we use the word inventory?
Absolutely, go ahead. Use any analogy you want.
If bills are being paid... If bills are being paid by the month,
mm-hmm.
then we have an inventory. So we all sit at the table and calculate. You can go ahead and pay the shit, but I'm gonna sit there and know where the money's going to. It's my money too. It's your money and it's my money too. I could not give a fuck and be like, okay, it's our money, but I go and jump in my motherfucking whip and go and hang out with the fellas or go do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she has control over every fucking thing. It's not about trust. It's about knowing. So at least if I know before you seal everything up in the envelopes and write checks off and do whatever you want to do and pay shit off, at least I know where the money is going. I'm comfortable.
You should trust her enough to know that she is doing the right thing. Only way you don't trust her is if you think she's running off with your money or she's doing some other shit.
I wish my husband would say, let me see. I wish my husband would tell me, let me see the receipt. Some shit
I
like
think
that.
I'm taking the load off. I'm taking the load off of your back while we sitting there doing it together. It ain't me breathing over your neck saying if you stealing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not. I'm not saying you stealing or you taking or
right.
you or you displaying some type of sneaky behavior. No.
Right, but that's the, that's the example you gave with Shaq and his woman.
Yeah. Well, Shaq was okay.
That's the example you
gave. Yeah. Well, that's a damn good example, though, because Shaq was, I guess,
and the
I don't
thing
know, Shaq
is, we don't, and then, let me put it like this, Midnight, we don't even really know, to be honest, we don't even know if Shawnee was stashing money. What it is that Shaq was like, nigga, I think she is. So let me check her bank accounts and her mama's bank accounts. That's what he did.
And when he did... It was when he checked it, his motherfucking in situation was on point. She had a nice little chain purse that he didn't know nothing about.
You see, well, the thing is, nigga, they both wasn't trustworthy because she knew what he was into. He knew he was fucking Sally Sue and everybody else.
But she played it cool, though, and that's a real G. I give it up to Shawnee. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
Wow. I mean, like Chad Johnson, for example. Now, you know for a fact that you fucking with a high-profile bitch who's an attention whore. And...
I'm gonna say she's high profile
just through VH1,
right?
Through basketball wise and through fucking Twitter, just like fucking Chad Johnson is an attention whore through fucking Twitter, okay? Which she knows the game. She knows the game because. She was involved with professional athletes.
Yeah, speaking of Evelyn, yeah, she sat there and milked that nigga Antoine Walker. And when he didn't have a dime, she was on to the next one.
That's who it was.
Antoine Walker, 120 fucking million down
right.
the drain. And what happened to
you,
Stand By Your Man? That bitch said, I'm out.
Do you know, Neff? She told Chad he was not getting no pussy until he starts producing or being more productive on the football field and not fucking up dropping passes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, bitch, how you going to do that? That's coming off of that New England season when I told you he only had 12 catches for 230 yards.
That came off of the New England season. Absolutely. Now, you are Ocho Cinco going in playing for the New England Patriots. Your quarterback is Tom Brady and your coach is Bill Belichick. So
probably because he was fucking with her. But hold on, Midnight. I want you to hold that thought. Man, I want to open up this other line, 805, your mic is open. Welcome to Surviving the Game. Can I get a mic check?
I was just Guru again. Y'all can continue. I had dropped off and I came back in.
Oh, good. Hey, I want everybody to know, we got 10 minutes before we head into OT, you know, overtime on here. So I want everybody to know the call-in number is 1-347-884-9239, or you can Skype in, or you can go to the Don Nicolione after party and hear the remainder of the show. You got about 10 minutes approximately to call on in. Well, we're going to keep this bad boy rolling. But, yeah, you know, Evelyn full of shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Because he was fucking around with her that he couldn't even concentrate on football. He appeased her up and down the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, blame. But, I mean, again, you know, as an individual, you are responsible for your own money. Back with this, talking about the finances and book accounts and all that other shit, your performances on the field, that's your money. You're fucking with your money. Your hands is your money. Your feet is your money.
Right.
Your legs is your money. You paying attention to that playbook, running routes, is your money. And I'm watching the season last year, and I'm saying, damn, Brady ain't hitting Ochocinco for shit. This nigga is out there on the field
I'll tell you some shit like this. It ain't no telling if that wasn't a fucking setup. If it to me, it almost like he was set up to fail. Cause you think about it. How the fuck Tom ain't throwing him the ball?
My man Chico Candy, one of the best players in Syracuse Central New York ever. One of my best friends. He's my peoples. He said the same exact thing you just said, that Brady was shitting on Chad Johnson, you know. But I'm down here in Miami right now, Queen. You already know I'm down here in South Beach right now. And I'm watching Chad Johnson's performance. He ain't got it together. I'm going to keep it fucking 100. He ain't got it together, Ness. This nigga can't even, he's not even running in the routes that's in the playbook. And he's dropping passes. So where's your mind at, black man?
Well,
your mind is in Twitter. Your mind is on some high profile. Well, you said that she ain't.
We put it on reality show. It's on reality show. Just getting your mind. I mean, because that shit was supposed to break this week. The Evelyn and Chad show was going to break this week. So.
I mean,
and Sunshine said his coach had banned him from Twitter before. So he was forewarned then, just according to Sunshine. That nigga was being forewarned.
Yeah, Sunshine is absolutely correct. He was warned with his see, they needed another TO to keep in the press, to keep in the media. And if Chad was smart, see, TO was maturing with his ego, with his cockiness. And I don't knock a black man for doing good, for portraying and displaying what he's good at. See what I'm saying? I respect
Terrell. He had to eat, but come on, Midnight. That nigga had to eat humble pie because he ain't had no goddamn job.
But Chad Johnson ain't no T.O. T.O. was more successful than Chad Johnson when it came to stats. But Chad Johnson changed his name to Ochocinco before Terrell Owens changed his name to T.O.
Right. Well, right. I mean, but I tell you one thing, Chad is smooth on. He knows entertainment. Chad knew entertainment, and he knew that changing his name to Ochocinco, the nigga got, as far as professional athletes, that nigga got the fourth most followers on Twitter out of all athletes. All athletes.
He's definitely a suave Mandingo. Let me put
right,
it like
that's
that.
Why, and that's why we talked about on Don's show, that shit was a setup. It was a setup. This whole thing, him slapping her, it's hurt his career after football. Come on, I even saw that shit on ESPN. A man should never hit a woman. They got commercials now. A man shouldn't hit a woman and all this stuff, man. When did this campaign take place? Niggas been beating women's asses for the longest.
Are you saying that this is a setup that Chad agreed upon? Are you speaking of a Illuminati thing to humiliate him? And for him to suffer as a black man, as a professional athlete, some old Tiger Woods OJ shit? Is this what you're saying?
He ain't big enough. I don't even think he's big enough to get no OJ Tiger Woods shit. But what I'm saying is that it's entertainment, and what he signed up for ended up being too much for him. It was a setup to fail.
Now, mind you, he's home. Chad Johnson is from Liberty City.
Liberty City. He is. He's right at home. He had to go nowhere. He went straight from the Dolphin facility right to his house. Probably went to his mama house and cried. Probably did.
So this is the good old boys teaching a boy a lesson.
Come on.
How about that?
Look at Hard Knocks. Look what they sent his ass through. So, you know, look. These niggas got to wake up. Otherwise, you know, these niggas got to wake up to the game that's being played. Because it's a bigger game than football. And like I said, you see so fixated,
absolutely.
You know, and they be so fixated on the goddamn sport. Like Guru just broke down, that shit is a continuous cycle.
White supremacy.
You know, party and bullshit, lift weights and play.
It's sports is a symbol, basically, of white supremacy domination, even in sports. We already know this. We
right.
already
it's
know
cool,
that.
Because who own the teams? Shit.
Absolutely. Who owns the team? And it was a little bit more plain and bland because at one time or another, it was the quarterback, which was a white quarterback who controlled the brown ball. The brown ball was supposed to be the black male phallus, basically. You know, so you always had the black. You always had the running back was black, and most of your receivers were black. Most of your wide receivers were black, but that quarterback was. Back from what, the 50s, 60s, 70s?
Right. I just talked about that earlier on Donna Coleone's show. The fact is they have they call them thinking positions.
Right.
Okay? Quarterback,
right.
Middle linebacker. Sometimes
right.
free safety.
Right.
Thinkers.
Right.
Decision makers. Quick on your feet.
Diagram.
You know?
That's all it was. Yep.
Okay, go ahead. Yep, and that's what it is, but, you know, niggas is breaking them stereotypes every day, but the fact is that, you know, niggas got to understand that it's bigger than a game, you know what I'm saying? Some of them waking up, like I said, Darrell Revis, LeBron James, I give him props. Some niggas know their corporations and they know their worth and they know how to a lot of them following the footprints of Michael Jordan, whether you like Michael Jordan or not, or whether he's a selfish son of a bitch or not, he was taught how to make a corporation. Okay.
But I would like to find out from these brothers, I would like to find out, and I ain't saying shit to Jasmine, I ain't saying nothing to his daughter, I'm going to keep that relationship the way that we have it, keep it fucking 100.
Okay, I want you to hold that thought. I want you to hold that thought on midnight. We got 615. I'm going to bring 615 into the fold. Just let me get a mic check real quick because we're getting ready to head to overtime. 615.
What's going on, Nappy?
Hey, get you. Let's get you the great Lord. Yes, I'm glad you called in, get you. All right, so we're getting ready to take off now. We headed to OT. Let's go.
All right. You're going to learn today.
Organize everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete, especially if it's jelly. Got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die. I organize everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
I love football. God damn, I do. I love football.
When I hear that shit, when I hear that anthem, I think about Howard Cosell. Real talk.
Howard Cosell. Why Howard Cosell?
Because that was that Monday Night Football, babe. You know what I'm saying? That this is Howard Cosell.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't do voices, but yeah, definitely. Right.
That's what's up.
It was a little bit before my time, but I know who he is though. But I want to bring Get You, man. Get You. You on the Surviving the Game. What's going on, Get You?
What's going on, Effie?
What's going on?
You know,
I see your comments. What you got to say, Get You?
Well, you know what, I was just listening to the comments as far as chat or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to weigh in on it just a little bit. I ain't trying to take up too much time.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the whole incident or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, all I can say, I'm thinking like this. She did something to, you know, provoke that man. And I think it's bullshit because, I mean, Chad, for the most part, he's been a pretty good model. Yeah, he wanted to stay in the spotlight. But for the
most part,
he's never really been in trouble. Did anything serious, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what it comes down to, you know, yeah, we kind of know the story. Yeah, she found some condoms, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we could all imagine how the story unfolded, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm pretty sure she was upset. She got up in a nigga's face. Nigga tried to walk away. She said,
was,
"Nigga, you
okay.
ain't walking from me." Maybe
according
maybe
to the report,
a little bit.
We got to remember, according to the reports, they were sitting in the Maserati.
Right,
okay.
Right. In any case,
mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure she was fired up. So she did something. But I mean, just for the nigga just to go and headbutt her, I mean, like seriously, who does that? You know. So I'm pretty sure she did her little dirt, whether it was just pulling on him, pushing on him, or something. You know what I'm saying, to make a nigga react like that. Niggas just don't go around headbutting bitches, you know what I'm saying? But because of the women's rights thing or whatever the case may be, like most women know, right, after they get in a nigga's ass and a nigga decides to raise up, they can just simply call 911 and have that nigga arrested. Now, I don't think that shit is right. I don't think it's fair. Did he do that shit? Yeah, I bet you he did do that shit. But do I think that he just went off on a limb and just did that shit? Hell no.
What you think she did? What you think she did get you?
What I think she did?
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, she was probably upset. She was cussing that nigga face. You know what I'm saying? She was probably pointing. Nigga probably tried to walk away. She pulled that nigga around, started pushing on that nigga, maybe slapped him or whatever. Because, you know, niggas don't report that shit. Niggas don't call. See, I'm gonna tell you something, Nathan. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Because we all been in that predicament. You know, but I mean, like a nigga get slapped or a nigga get pushed or something, I mean, he ain't gonna be quick to, you know, call cops or whatever. But as soon as a female get all up
Look,
in his face,
this
and
is
as
what,
soon as
you know,
female
hey.
Decide to do something, they quick to run to the phone. Oh, this nigga hit me. You know what I'm saying? We all seen it. We all know it. We just gotta be 100 about it. And I think that's goddamn bullshit.
Like I said, man. Like I said, Chad fell for the okie doke, even
Indeed.
Fucking with Evelyn.
Indeed.
Okay. You should have seen anything. Anybody watch fucking Basketball Wives? The bitch is a fucking hothead. Little. How many bras does she attack on Basketball Wives?
Plenty of them. I mean,
I've seen that
bra
pick up bottles, throw drinks.
Right.
I'm saying.
Right.
So he fell for the okie doke.
If she's picking up bottles and going for chicks' heads and everything, you know she's an explosive time bomb, period. You know the kind of attitude. You know what type of woman you're dealing with. Is that a turn-off for him? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what you have gotten yourself into? Secondly, know your lane. I don't give a fuck if you are home. But you are now, you're not in Cincinnati, you're not in the Bay Area, up in the New England area up north, where, you know, he would probably still be on a football squad right now. He would still have a job, and they would support him, and they would give him some type of counseling or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But just, I think that he was beside himself, that he's home, but he didn't know his territory. You haven't been away. You've been out of the state of Florida. Now you're back in the state of Florida. Think about all the shit that popped off here where I'm at right now, to where I'm talking to you at right now. I'm talking to you from Miami, coming live. So, you know, you're in the state of Florida. These motherfucking crackers got this fucking state sold the fuck up. So know your motherfucking lane, black man. I don't give a fuck how much motherfucking money you got. You put your hands on this woman, you're going to pay the price for it. Whether Evelyn initiated the shit or not, over some fucking condoms, over a goddamn condom. Maybe he did walk away. Maybe he did try to, you know, can put yourself in a situation with some domestic shit.
What this shit comes down to, man, they got to have a little bit more discipline than what he showed. You know what I'm saying? How long have you been around? I mean, this nigga's not no spring chicken. This is a grown-ass man. Was he 35, 36 years old? Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn. I mean, you can't be a fool forever. And now it's cost him his livelihood for the time being right now. And she on to the next one. Period.
She on to the next one. And she'll have a little bit of change. And she'll have a little bit of change in her pocket from this divorce.
Right.
Dummy.
I agree with that. I don't know why he even did that. I mean, obviously she calling the shot. You know what I'm saying? Got this nigga in trouble or whatever. Like, what the fuck
got
is
him
she
pussy
doing?
With.
What did she do to contribute, you know what I'm saying, to anything? You got to
Maybe she
know,
ain't
got
to contribute. You know
ball.
What? Fuck that contributing shit because that nigga, they chose one another. Okay, so I don't want to hear that she got to bring this to the table. No, they chose one another. Okay, period. You know, she ain't got to bring shit if that's not what he wants.
That's what he wanted.
So I don't want to hear that shit. What she bringing to the table? Shit, like she got a. She had already had to be like, oh shit, I got millions of dollars too. No, that's not who we fucking chose.
But I mean, in all fairness, I mean, she probably did choose him just because he did have the money. You know, I mean, let's just be honest.
Well,
I mean, $1 billion make anybody look good. I mean, let's just.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
it,
right.
It is what it is. You know. But at the same time, I mean,
motherfucker, I'm choosing him too if he got $1 million. God damn it!
Absolutely.
My point.
You're right. I don't think it was about what she had. I think it was about what he had, and I think it was more of him pushing the envelope on what he had. Come get with me.
Okay, they made a reality match made in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it backfired. Plain and simple. That's
it
all
backfired.
It comes down to. It backfired. They knew what they was doing. They knew they both were two reality stars. You know, one played football, one was on VH1, and they knew that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? So now, hopefully he can catch on, but that's his reality now. Plain and simple.
Right. But you know what, Nephi, I do want to bring up this one point, though, and it was kind of similar. I don't know if you've seen the article. Maybe you have seen the article. But it was a couple of days ago. In regards to Kobe's wife, and she was like,
"Yeah,
Ellen Ray,
I talked about her
you
earlier
about,
on."
Well,
Don,
it's kind of like the same scenario, you know.
When he said, "I only fuck champions," yes,
yeah. And, you know,
and then she's smart.
I'm,
I mean, goddamn, what, I mean, what's wrong with that? Like we said, oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. She wants the best. What's wrong with that? Anything wrong with that? No.
I had thought that Vanessa had. This was my own indication, but I guess I see that's not true. I thought that Vanessa had filed for divorce for Kobe, but I guess that's not true.
No, they supposedly are reconciled, but I'm gonna bring 919 into the fold. 919, your mic is open. You're surviving again. Can I get a mic check?
Hey, mic check. Peace, enough. This is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie.
Hey, I got a comment, Neff.
Absolutely. Shoot away.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure this shit out because it's like, I don't know what it is about. It must be some rich nigga shit. It must be every rich nigga, the millionaire niggas that we're talking about, they want to whoop a bitch ass in a car or they somewhere outside. You got Chris Brown, him and his broad was arguing in the car, fighting in the car. You got Chad headbutting motherfuckers outside or near the car, in the car. You got Tiger Woods. He get his ass beat. He hitting, running over shit. So I don't know if it's some rich nigga shit. I don't know if it's some relationship shit. But all of these rich niggas, these famous niggas, wants to whoop a bitch ass outside near somewhere in they $200,000-$300,000 car.
Good point,
like,
Melanie. Hey, good
like,
point, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like this. I'm like, you know, if the hoe gonna call the police, she gonna call whether you whoop an ass in the forest or whether you whoop an ass in the house. But 9 times out of 10, it might be able to work that shit out if they was arguing and fighting in the house. I don't know why these niggas want to argue inside of the cars and shit. You know,
these niggas, they got small minds, you know, big biceps and small minds. And then in the chat room, they say, what's going on with all this dog and women shit? I don't go for dog and women. The fact is, these niggas, look, come on now. Every woman ain't innocent. You know,
nah.
And I mean, I'm saying that no man should go overboard and hit a woman, because to me that shows a sign of weakness.
Weakness.
To me. You know what
right.
I'm saying? When
right.
you got a result to hitting a woman, but what I'm saying is that to think that she's innocent and all that shit. Come on now. So that's just the point. Every woman is not innocent in their role in some shit popping off, and that's the point that I'm making here. But you know what I say, when a man you know goes up and hit a woman, you weak minded, you a small minded ass individual. You know what I'm saying? You move real slow, you think real small when you got a result to hitting a woman, when you can't just walk, when you just can't walk away, turn your back. That shit will hurt her more than you actually putting your hands on her. When you just leave, that bitch be like, oh no, he didn't, he just ignored me. Yeah. That's going to hurt more than him putting his hands on you, because, boom, it's going to, you know, the whole police come in and this whole big ordeal. But, you know, brothers got to be smarter than that. And Chad, one way or the other, like Melanie said, these niggas, they too emotional. How about that? Niggas is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say it's the woman. It's looking like a lot of these men are fucking emotional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'll put it to you like this. You say we're emotional, but, like, look, I mean, like, yeah, I've been hit before. I've been punched before by a female. I mean, have I ever just, like, oh, nigga, fuck that. I'm calling the cop. Never. But women do that. I never done it. Have I been hit before? Yeah. Have I been pushed before? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of like a different subject or a different topic altogether. I don't really want to get into that. But
don't open up the can. We don't want to see what come out.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not really talking about something like that, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Niggas just don't do that. Do women do it? Yeah, they do it. Do I do it? No, I don't do that. But anyway, what the caller was saying before was as far as, like, all, you know, as far as rich people or whatever the case may be, it's not rich people. I mean, it's just a people thing. People fight, men and women. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not the only
man,
one.
Man, that's some, like I said, man, you dealing with people, some real immature motherfuckers. Because, I mean, I'm going to throw myself. I ain't never had a physical fight with my husband, ever. 16
but
years and counting.
Husband, but anybody else.
But I'm talking about that. Like I said, shit, that comes from motherfuckers who can't control their emotions, people who are very short-sighted. That's what that shit is, okay? We've never had a physical fight ever. You know, plain and simple. You know what? You know, niggas don't know how to no conflict resolution in this bitch. They don't even know how to have conflict resolution. People real barbaric with shit, thinking you gonna get something across by punching somebody and all that shit. That they do it just like it did try to get your ass locked up. That's all it's gonna do. You shouldn't even have to go that right. You shouldn't even have to go that far, really.
So you're saying you've never been in a fight before, Nappy?
I've never
man.
Been in a fight with a man.
No,
I mean,
that,
not somebody that I was with, not somebody I'm sleeping with, no. Not a,
I've
not
never
a physical
been in a
fight.
Physical
nope.
fight with a woman.
No, I've never been in a physical fight with a man. I haven't had to.
I'm going to tell you something. Most people can't say that, though, Nappy. Most people will be honest with you. Yes, they have fought before, the opposite sex that they was sleeping with.
And I had a fight with a nigga at the schoolhouse and beat his ass. This be, you know, so I'm shit. But I've never been, like, giving myself to a man and them niggas end up fighting me. No.
I never fought a woman before. I never fought the opposite sex before.
Right.
Never. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I have.
Man, y'all niggas lying, man. Y'all niggas don't
shit, I
bullshit.
Have. Shit, I have. I had to get a female up off of me, because if I did not defend myself, she would have fucked my fucking world up. And my mom was like, oh hell no, you ain't gonna let her just do any fucking thing to you, not to the point where I oversee my power as being a male. And hurt her to the point where the police had to come and put me in jail, and they took pictures of her face or whatever. But there's ways where you can restrain a woman.
I'm about to say, could you just restrain
from
her?
Yeah, mm-hmm. from her not hurting you, because women will fuck a man up if you allow it. But there's ways as a man where you can hold her ass down till she get tired and weak, and she ain't gonna do shit no more. And then once she's so submissive and she done chilled the fuck out, you take her in the bedroom and you fuck the hell out of her.
What? Did I just miss something? Did I just woke me up? Hold a minute.
You. After all that fucking frustration and fighting and everything, love you, man. After all that, then you go and you take her in the bedroom and you really do your physical harm. And it ain't going to be no bad harm. It's going to be a good harm. Because the only thing that you're hurting is
the
poutine.
That sounds like a straight-up scene out of fucking Baby Boy. What the fuck is that, Midnight? That sounds like straight Baby Boy.
Ain't nobody going to jail. Ain't nobody going to jail. The only thing you're gonna get from it is a hot breakfast or a late midnight snack, because you done fucked her well after some bullshit that done popped off.
And you know what?
Maybe,
and the reason why y'all got into that encounter in the first place is unresolved, because it's covered up by a fuck.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that underlying premise of that fucking issue is still there, and it's gonna rear its ugly head again.
Well, we're not going to bed angry. First of all, we're not going to bed angry. And from my past experience of psychology and everything,
you know what I'm saying? Come on, now.
It may not sound right. Hold up, Queen. It may not sound right, but it helps for the time being. There's a solution behind it, because most of the time.
Wait a minute.
So
fucking is the solution to an issue that had y'all in a physical altercation? Come on, Midnight, work with me.
If your feelings and your emotions are all bunched up in the motherfucking rap, and you're not trying to hear anything, and you're trying to fight me, first of all, I'm not going to let you hurt me, and I'm not going to hurt you, okay? So if I have to defend myself as a man, only thing I can do is just hold you down and try to talk to you, baby. Chill. And if you a woman of weakness or if you're a woman of strength.
And then it turned into you holding her down, restraining her. Baby, don't. And then it turned into kisses? And then it turned into love making?
I kiss you on your neck.
Oh,
I'll stroke you.
Wow.
I'll tell you how much I love you. Come on now. I'll tell you how much I love you, how beautiful you is, baby. I'm sorry. I love you. And you're going to give in to me.
Midnight,
I
can't believe that I'm hearing this out. You are fucking masking the fucking
right.
problem.
Absolutely
are you
true.
Serious?
Absolutely true.
Yeah, because we're not trying to hurt our black women out here, you know, because y'all really get on some.
We can tell one of them.
Yeah.
I just wanted to sound like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
He said sound like Pepe Le Pew. I'm telling you,
that's some
Midnight. That sounds like some real Neanderthal shit.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you right now.
It's not. It's not, though, Nuff. It's not. It's not, Nuff. It's not. It's not the black
people
man. It's not me being
not
aggressive.
Cave, man. People fight all the time. That is nothing new. People still fight
all the time.
People
all the time.
Okay, well, I'm just talking about. I'm not talking. I'm talking about fucking. Are you talking about an argument? Or are you talking about physical altercations?
No, an argument leads to a physical altercation.
No, it doesn't, motherfucker. You will not know. We're not generalizing tonight because no, it doesn't.
Unless someone steps down or, you know, backs off. But, yeah, sometimes it does. It's
who's
going
to leave the house, the man or the woman?
You ain't got to leave no fucking way.
Oh,
well, what kind of women? What kind of women is y'all dealing with?
Somebody's gonna be the bigger. Somebody's gonna be the bigger person. Do you handle your situation between as man and woman, as a couple, as man and wife, or do you allow the white man, the fucking beast, to come into your home and regulate the shit yourself?
My point exactly. My point exactly. Now I have had verbal fights with my husband, yelling. It ain't never turned physical because motherfuckers is smart enough to know. It don't have to go that route. You know,
right.
Niggas is real immature in the mind for a fun, and that's either party for it to turn into a physical fight.
But Nappy, I want to say
right,
this.
No.
Yeah, Don said yelling is physical. Action by yelling, but it sure don't turn into nigga. I'm about to swing on you.
Right.
But what if it does resolve into a woman swinging and come on, I've been around black women all
something?
My life.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah.
Hey, how
y'all doing? The only time, only reason why, Neff, you ain't swung on that motherfucker because he ain't gave you a reason to swing. Yes, we do swing on niggas, especially if we find some condoms in the goddamn receipt in the fucking car. Something as simple as that, we swing. All right? Period. All right? That's our first reaction is to knock this motherfucker out as women. That's what the fuck we do. We swing on the motherfucker. All right? That's realistic. But you ain't had that shit, and hopefully you don't ever have to experience that. But, yeah, we swing on a nigga when they give us a reason. And the majority of the time when we swing on a nigga, it's because we know that nigga fucking. That's it.
Right. So my point is, Chad is a small-minded motherfucker to headbutt her. That was my whole point. You know, Chad fell for the okie doke.
First of all, let me say this one more time about these type of Negroes. What the fuck you expect? The nigga plays bestiality fucking sports. What the fuck do you expect? What do you expect?
Absolutely. Them niggas can't turn it off.
That's not a professional man. That's a beast on the field.
Right.
So that's something expected of him to do. That's his life. I told you when that girl was trying to tell that nigga on the fucking show that if he could learn to live a monogamous relationship with her, everything will work out. This nigga equated what she was saying as if he was on the goddamn football field. That's the only way he could get what she was saying. All this nigga knows is football. That's it. And fucking, not relationships. All he knows to take orders from is his coach. Nobody else.
That's right, Don.
That nigga, you ain't see that nigga crying to her. That nigga cried to that white man on that fucking couch begging. That's all he knows. You ain't gonna get no other nigga than that.
Right. He sure did, Don.
Right. But I'm saying, you know, and it's interesting because he, like I said, he's never had any off the field incidents in his 10 plus years he's ever played. So I'm saying the nigga is real small minded to actually raise up and hit her. All ones. I wanted to let you know your mic is open. All ones.
Hey Nev.
Who this?
What's up? How are you doing?
Who is this?
O-Face. What's going on, girl?
What's going on, O-Face? O-Face, the translator in the building. What's going on, O-Face?
Not a whole lot. Basically, from the fight aspects, when you break a fight down, a headbutt is defensive, which generally means that Mrs. Evelyn had probably either gotten up in his face or punched him, and he was doing something to get her off of him.
A headbutt is defensive.
Usually, yes. It's a defensive move to get somebody up off you.
Man, I'm going to have to disagree with that. It is also an offensive weapon. Nigga, ask Evander Holyfield. No, ask Mike Tyson. That shit was used as an offensive weapon.
Okay.
I didn't see people arguing.
Here's another point, Nev. Generally, outside of all of this other stuff, why was there not somebody in his camp that said, based on her record and business-wise, why do you even want to mess with this woman? Why didn't they get to him on that level? That's what you got to, you know, that's what I've been asking.
Can I say something one more time? We've been saying for goddamn before they was a couple that they were setting up to become a couple. That's all publicity. That's it.
Right.
So y'all might as well talk about something that's fucking real. It was all set up that goddamn way.
The media took control of that. The media took control of that that marriage.
Before they got married, it was planned to sell more goddamn fortune cookies.
Right. Just had
that
reality show.
That's right.
It's going to be another spinoff. That's all it's going to be. Like I said, Evelyn and Chad. And I'm telling you now, even though they're going through their drama and VH1 canceled it, they're going to air that shit. They're not going to just sit on that. I'm telling you now, that shit is going to be a show. They're just not doing it now because the shit is in the midst of just happening now. Give it a month. Give it a month and guarantee you that shit's going to air. They not stupid. You know the ratings. Come on now. Being that everybody know what happened already, you know the ratings of that show going to be through the fucking roof.
Now, it might be legal stuff that they got to shut it down. Based on the legal stuff, the lawyer.
He's already back in the news because he done already broke the what do you call it that the judge put out against you?
Or restraining order?
No contact restraint. Yeah, he done already broke that. He's knocking on the goddamn door. Baby, let's talk. Baby, we need to talk about this, baby. Please. No, it's over.
Yeah, because his future is tied in with her. Period. That's what I'm telling you. That's like we saying, they are an entertainment couple, so his future is tied up with her. It is. He ain't got nothing after this. Sad but true.
And again, the media control, like Dada said from the beginning of it, how this shit was all set up, the media is the one that controlled this whole marriage, but they allowed it.
Right. Mm-mm. That's what that shit is. But man, like I said, we'll see what happens to that, nigga. It's an ongoing show. Seriously. We'll see where he land at. So I still think he's going to play football. Somebody will give his ass a chance. He's waiting for somebody to get hurt. One person get hurt, and he's on the list.
I was hoping my squad picked him up, but Jerry Jones said, nah.
Man, he already been through T.O. Why he want Chad? He already did that. He already did that game. You know,
T.O. is not Chad, though, in all fairness.
It's not the point is, it don't matter if he's just the circus that he brings.
It's the drama.
Right, the circus, the drama, the cameras, that's what he brings. And they nobody want to deal with that shit. Right, especially like Jerry ain't fucking with him, exactly. He not. He already been through that. Get your popcorn ready and all that shit. He ain't doing that again. Shit, that team got enough issues, shit.
I know.
Yeah.
Why are they prolonging the divorce between Chris Humphries and Kim? What team does Chris Humphries play for, and why are they prolonging that shit?
I tell you, hey, Melanie, I read something on that, too. The thing is, he plays for the New Jersey Nets, which is, interestingly, Jay-Z's team that he's co-owners on that – it's directly tied with Kanye West because he's Jay-Z's right-hand man. So that shit is, that's some more Hollywood shit. I mean, ain't no other way to put it.
It ain't no, it's more Hollywood drama. It don't take that long to get, what, it was married for 75 days? Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what the grounds are for an annulment. I don't know how long it has to be, but it don't take that long.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm, okay. I'm saying, you guys go ahead and take it away, man. I got to step away. Y'all go finish, y'all talk.
Yeah, what I was, what I wanted to bring up too, before we went into OT, was something that they already done threw up on the internet too, which was a picture of, what's his name, Hussein Bolt. How do you pronounce Bolt first name?
Yeah, Usain Bolt. Yeah.
Usain.
I don't know if anybody saw it, but they have him on the internet now kissing a white woman. Anybody see that?
I seen him kissing three white women from Sweden. They was hanging out with him. But yeah.
Yeah, one of them's supposed to be his woman, I guess. And I don't know what site it was or whatever, but I just quickly just went in and walked away from it and just laughed about it. But whatever brother who had this on the site was basically talking about that it's the black woman's fault.
Okay, wait, I'm back. What y'all talking about? Who y'all talking about?
Talking about Hussein Bolt on the internet. They got him on the internet kissing a white woman, passionately and in a relationship with a white woman.
Okay.
And the brother was, whoever was speaking, whoever's site it was basically saying that it's your fault, black woman, that all these professional athletes are running into the arms of a white woman due to black woman liberalism.
Well,
and all
we know,
that.
Yeah, we know that ain't the goddamn case. These motherfuckers just go ahead, Bomb Babylon.
I was just gonna say nothing. If I could add to that is that I think that, you know, just like you said, everything Hollywood. I think the whole money thing is just straight scripted. So I don't really think that they, you know, they send these relationships up and a black man going through a relationship dilemma and training the white women. I think that those white women, cracker women, are put strategically in front of the black
man. Man, absolutely.
Money in the end to a white woman. If they're successful black man, we saw the website. And y'all mentioned one earlier. We saw the website where you could check damn near black male or black female star. Most of them have a Caucasian or other race husband or wife. Most of them. Check that website. I forgot the site name. But, you know, that's just how it's going. So the thing is to leave your money to the white person. Like
White people get that money right back. That's how they operate. Babylon. That's exactly how they operate. I've seen them white girls get placed in front of these niggas. They are trained to do that. You know what I'm saying? I will never forget. I had a teammate named Trisha from fucking Maryland. She came out here to when we was at Berkeley. Her number one goal was to get her a fucking black athlete. I mean, she was determined. That was her main focus. She played sports, but she was like, I'm about to get me a professional athlete. And I'm telling you, and I've seen plenty of them in school. They let these niggas drive daddy's cars that they daddy bought them. They keep that money right, sir, so them niggas get that money right back to white folks. That's how they operate. That's what they do.
Back to you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, Sunshine asked me, did she get one? She absolutely did. She got an old half-breed child now. I had another teammate. I ain't going to put her name out this one because I might, you know, she might be listening in. But but her goal was to get her a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they go out there and it's like a sport to them. It's like catching a, you know, let me see if I can wrangle one in.
It's a bear on the wall.
But niggas see white women, white men as a sign of I made it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the other side. I made it. I'm so serious. And the same thing for I played with women, black women who had to have a white man. So that whole scenario.
That's very low profile.
Hey, they don't see it as that. You know, they live in the dream, as far as they're concerned.
That biracial shit by old is being gay.
Right. Since the beginning.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they see that shit as a step up.
That's
I'm running
right.
with me with this crowd.
So what's Michael Jordan's excuse?
He always wanted one. He always wanted him a white bra to walk around town with. Right. He always wanted one to walk around town with. Now he can have her ass hanging out the car window like a damn dog.
I don't think he always wanted one.
Bullshit. What are you talking about? He finally got one he can walk around with in public. He cheated on Juanita with a white bitch.
Well,
the one he said was trying to extort him. That was a white woman too. Now he can just do it.
But we're talking about white women though. 7 months at a time.
We talking about white women though.
Black, it doesn't matter.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Wild brothers got a problem at men though, that they've been subliminally seduced by the white man's white woman that he put in front of them. I mean, look at Morgan Freeman.
Mm.
Look at any star you want to.
Terrence Howard.
He got a white bitch on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the one exception, maybe, Denzel Washington. The one exception, Will Smith, but he fuck around with any kind of women anyway with his woman, so they get on like that. So it just ain't really no black man you can really name that's in the limelight, if you will, that's fucking, you know, got a black woman and got a respectable relationship. All of them got white women.
Well, it's a minority.
Honest, as a man, the numbers speak for themselves, though. The numbers, what we see.
Right. They're in a minority. Let's just call it for what it is. Anytime they want to make something acceptable in society, you always have the stars to follow or the ones that they put on the pedestal. Because if they doing it, then it's clearly okay. It's all good. They do it. Look how successful they are. That's what they do. They equate that shit with success.
But you know what? I mean, and this is a real quick point I want to make, too. I mean, that just goes to, you know, as far as the show, as far as the mentality, as far as men versus women. I mean, like me, for example, like if I was married to Oprah, you know, would I probably cheat? Yeah, probably. Would I divorce her ass? Fuck no, I would. You know? But, hey, it is what it is. I mean, the mentality is just totally different. Like, these bitches running around here divorcing niggas like, I'm the shit, bitch. Fuck you. Like, who the fuck is you? What the fuck are you?
What does your point get you? Wait a minute. What is your
point?
My point is this.
I mean, these bitches are really putting in the butt. Like, they really some fucking...
You got a real problem with women. You got a real problem with women. Because, like, your whole thing is always bitches this and bitches that.
I'm just telling the truth.
You got a real problem with women. Why don't you admit that shit?
I don't. I'm just trying to tap you into the mentality. I'm just trying to... I mean, because I'm a realist.
I listen to how you fucking refer to women. That's how I listen. I'm listening to how you refer to women every time you talk about a woman. I've been around you for a minute now, and every time you bring up a woman, she's a bitch. A woman must have fucking broke your heart, stepped on it, and fucking shredded it, nigga.
She did.
That's just
because
I'm like, because you got a real disdain for women, nigga. Do you like your mama? Do you love your mama?
I do actually.
Because I'm like, you. I'm trying to be honest with you, though.
Well,
okay,
but I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah,
because
I'm like how you refer to a woman.
You know, and it kind of goes back to what Chad is, you know, Chad was thinking he married this bitch for whatever, whatever, and she causing all this shit like this really doing something for him. You know what I'm saying? This nigga would have still been employed because he would have been making his millions instead of fucking with this bitch.
So go on to the point. So go on to the point that you're making. Go to the point.
I
want you to sum it up, get you. What's your point about women divorcing men? You what are you saying? Oh. I'll leave my husband if I had to. What are you talking about? What game?
What game?
Like, we got some background noise.
Niggas out here trying to fall in love with these bitches. These bitches taking everything.
Hold on,
we got
static in the background. We got noise, y'all. Everybody, you know, respect the show. Put your shit on mute. Put your phone on mute. Wait a minute. Did you just say niggas out here falling in love with these bitches?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yes, I said that.
Nigga, don't ever
well,
like
obviously
procreate.
She is a bitch,
seriously.
Of what happens, but yeah.
Seriously. Don't procreate.
I'm not talking about talking to me.
You just said niggas out here falling in love with these bitches. You have a real disdain for women, man. You just like, come on.
I love women, but I just want women to act right. I just want them to be fair. I mean, is there something wrong with being fair? Because obviously you don't want it to be fair, but I want it to be fair.
What you talking about? I don't want it to be fair. What are you talking about?
I mean, can we be fair?
What are you talking about? Like everything is 50-50.
Really? You think
yeah,
so?
Like, absolutely. Seriously? Absolutely, but it's a role that a man plays. It's something that he must do.
It shouldn't be 50-50, Neff.
Say what?
It should never be 50-50.
Well, what are you talking about?
100-100.
That's right.
100-100, okay.
That's right, because if you give me 50 and I'm giving 50, then what you doing with your other 50 and what I'm doing with mine? Compliments on my master teacher, Don Dada.
All right, do it, man.
All right, I'm back on mute. Keep going.
100-100, I like that. No, I see that. 100-100, that's right.
And I love the mouth.
Mm-hmm. All right, exactly. It's 100-100. That's what's up. Exactly. But you know, I mean, that's what's wrong with a lot of niggas, man. It's they have really warped realities and warped understandings of what shit is and what it should be. You can't function with that mentality. You just can't. You just better be all paying for hoes. So keep doing that. Don't try to have no relationship. Go ahead,
yeah, but it's a sad situation that the cracker then goddamn made the black man hate the black woman. That's a goddamn thing.
Right.
That the white man giving the black woman earning her independence, not giving her, but the black woman earning her independence away from the white man and showing that she got a superior mind and succeeding and thriving in his environment,
mm-hmm.
and the black man then became jealous of her talent and her ability to do this.
Right.
So this is why they resent her, and they say stuff like, well, these bitches don't act right.
Right.
These
niggas be falling in love with these hoes. Niggas be falling in love with these hoes. Come on, man.
Yeah. We competing with each other instead of working with each other. That's what it seems like it's boiling down to.
You should be able to praise her ability. You should be able to praise her ability to go out in this world and come out on top. Period.
That's some bitch shit for a black man to compete with his black woman.
Right. You should celebrate. Mm-hmm. You should celebrate her ability to do so. To go out there and make it happen and have motherfuckers at her feet. Okay? And some men just, they have a problem with it.
Well,
they don't have enough belief in their own self that they can go out there and make it happen. They you know, they see themselves as really small. So what way to make yourself feel bigger than to go at war with the woman?
She already knew her capacity. She already knew her capacity because while he went out here getting clowned by the white man, out here kissing his ass, trying to get approval, you know, out here, he comes home giving her hell while she done stayed home and did double amount of work that he did just for the cracker and earned a few little scrap chain that he brought home. She still came and took care of the children, took care of his ass, and did whatever else. So, I mean, she was due for her DNA explosive.
Right.
Nigga gotta basically, you know, reposition himself. Give her hers, man. Give her hers. Don't compete on her. Don't compete with her, and don't display no type
right.
of envy.
See, the thing is, you ain't got to give her nothing. You get it, either get with it or get left behind because she taking it. That's the difference.
Y'all right, Neff?
That's the difference. You either get with it or get left.
Neff, another part of all that is 80 to 90% of marriages and black unions are between two black people anyway. You're only hearing about the falling off 10% with the stars and, you know, all the, you know, the white women and all that other stuff. I mean, 80 to 90% are between black men and women.
Yeah, we still together. You know, we still highly attracted to one another. Highly attracted to one another. You know,
that's the fact.
That's just the goddamn DNA, man. We attracted to one another. It's only through social conditioning, in my opinion, when you fucking crave for the opposite.
That's right, now.
I think that's just nature. That's natural. You want to be with somebody who looks like you.
That's right.
You know, I mean that shit is curiosity killed the cat to go over on the other side. Call it what you want.
But they want light skinned children with straight hair.
Oh, man, I know bras like that. Oh, Babylon. Oh,
all right.
Goddamn. It's hard, too, because that mentality is so fucking warped. You know what I'm saying? They so tired of looking at themselves. They so tired of what they are that they got to have. My baby got good hair. My baby got green eyes. And I mean, I know women like that. Gotta have a white man. They might mess with a brother, have fun with a brother, but when it's said and done, they procreating with a white man. And they gonna be with a white man when it's all said and done.
I know this sister, she just started fucking with men again. And I highly praised her and gave her much love. I said, I'm proud of you, baby.
Man.
No, she did, really. Real talk, sister, beautiful sister at that. She had three children, two girls and a boy, from her brother. But then she, you know, went through her little trials and tribulations with the man and started fucking with women. While she was with this woman was high yellow. Recessive light eyes and shit. They wanted to have a child. So she went to Rochester, New York, and she ended up getting an embryo, an egg, for her egg or whatever, how you do that shit. But she was able to pick what type of from the sperm cell, whatever type of sperm she wanted to be induced up into her. She carried, she ended up getting induced it in her, and she ended up being pregnant from it, but it was from a white man.
Okay.
Now, when she gave birth to the seed, this baby is damn near albino with light bluish green eyes.
So I'm sure she's happy, right?
I don't think
she's
is
pleased,
now
right?
Because I mean, of course, how do you react towards that child once you gain your sense back, once you gain your right mind back, you know, because it's
well,
all
the
point,
child is yours now. I mean, it's your
yeah,
child.
Can't put her back.
Right.
You can't put her. Actually, it's like a damn what do you call it? Clone. You know, just clone the child.
Yeah, your petri dish. Yeah. You got a petri dish,
now,
baby. Yeah.
Yeah, now that you speak on that, scientists in Edinburgh and England, they done learn how to grow sperm. So the man ain't no longer.
So now, wow, them niggas trying to.
Remember I said that shit? Didn't I say that shit on the goddamn show? They out there figured out how to grow sperm, so there's no need for you niggas no more. Yeah, I said that shit like 8 months ago.
I made sure
that was my motherfucking topic.
Dada, she went through like a goddamn portfolio.
No, listen, you just missed what Babylon said.
My Babylon said
they have
created
out a way to create sperm.
Like a man is not even needed. You don't even have to ejaculate anymore.
Exactly.
There won't be no fucking me tonight.
Wow.
That's mad scientist at his finest.
Man.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
You know, these motherfuckers is mad scientists, really. Say they really are. It's the same thing, though,
like hundreds of thousands of years ago, right, Babylon? Please explain to them that this is nothing new, all these scientists doing this little shit. They've already done it. Even the Sumerian scientists before higher scientists was cloning and genetic splicing and altering food, altering the DNA of fucking human beings and all that shit. There's nothing new above nor below the goddamn sun.
Right,
it's just brand new.
Can
I finish real quick? It's just only brand new because nobody fucking remembers that this has always been going on. There is nothing new.
True. I know they had the humans mm-hmm. with the animal heads and all those things. That's
true.
We saw
that on Splice. Splice, they broke that down on Splice. Actually,
right. So,
yeah, but one thing though, y'all say Splice, but I say this: you can look right on the walls of Sumer. Go get any book on Sumer and look on the walls, and you'll see the beings that they made with a chain around their neck, and it's a monkey with a human face.
Right,
and they walking with it. That ain't no mythology. This is what they showing you what happened in pictures. But niggas have to see the Matrix and Splice and all that shit. But they done went to the walls of Sumer and done seen your story and then covered it up. Mm-hmm. And now they calling themselves scientists using your formula to create everything.
And are they not sinister with it? That's my
Absolutely.
Point. These motherfuckers is sinister. They diabolical with everything that it is that they doing right now. From the food to the cloning of children and animals, that shit is sinister.
I was explaining this the other day about depopulation. See, every single country here got their way of depopulating. But that's what create the confusion and create the solution that people can't get out of. They like, you could go to Japan and they got this shit on the radiation. That's their depop. They gonna lower their population that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Haiti. They're going to cause a fucking earthquake now. Then you got, India. They're going to cause a fucking flood there, a hurricane. You got over here, Japan again, cause a tsunami. Then over here, China, they fucking, you can only have one child. Over here in India, they got it where they only want to have fucking both.
Right.
So this is how they doing the Depop program on these mortal human beings. But don't have to worry about, being found out.
Thank you. And today they doing it through the food. Because right now, because they all intertwined. That's why you got the World Health Organization backing their shit, and that's why you got the AMA backing it, because they said go ahead. So 20 to 30 years down the line, they can come into my office, and I can subscribe them some shit that we know is going to be temporary, and just kill them off. That's their way of doing it, and they turn a profit at the same time.
And through the food is mainly in America.
That's right. That's right, y'all, man. And with that, man, we getting ready to get out of here, man. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening. And, man, and like I say, I mean, Babylon, everybody y'all know who y'all is. I don't have to call y'all names off. Y'all much appreciate it. And like I said, man, life is a game played on the biggest stage, man. The object is
to survive it. And with that, man, we out of here. We surviving the game. Make sure Sunday you check out the Queen of Fama show. We do it back again. Start Monday on the Don Nicolio show. This is WGAG Radio. And with that, we out. Peace.
I can transform you, and even your voice, I can get it from you.